McGregor, of course, had to have that victory in order to make the playoffs, and so they had their back to the wall. Glenn Rose experienced some injuries and went in after the Whitney ball game, and so both districts were in a turmoil right up to the very end, and I think Coach Rhodes made the comment that, you know, it's a new season. Makes no difference what your record is coming into this. This is the greatest time of the year. Time for the playoffs. Win and keep playing, lose and go home.
That's right. And it's going to be about 40 degrees at kickoff tonight as the temperature will continue to gradually fall throughout the evening. The Glen Rose Tigers will be making their way onto the field dressed in red on red. They've got their home jerseys on as the Yeomen are the visiting team tonight. White numbers and white helmets. And the Yeomen still waiting a picture of them, but they will be white on white with maroon trim and white helmets. Their visiting uniforms here tonight. Again, Glen Rose comes in with a 7-3 mark. Coach, you talk about momentum going into the playoffs. You think that really affects when you get to this level?
I think it does. I think Coach Rose tried to downplay it a little bit by saying that if he had lost the last two, you know, they'd come into this game saying it's a new season and it's all, it doesn't make any difference what we've done before. And that's good. That's exactly right. That's what you want them to focus on. But sitting in the back of their minds are the fact that we've lost the last two ball games and that there's going to be some doubt. But it'll depend on how this game starts. If this game starts in favor of Glen Rose, that momentum could carry them right on. If the Cameron Yeomen come in, we'll just have to wait and see.
All right. Again, Glen Rose coming in with back-to-back losses to Whitney, 34-31. That was probably for the district championship,
yes,
that
sir.
Game. Then McGregor in week 10, or week 11, but the 10th game of the season, had to win to make the playoffs. So they had a whole lot more riding on that game, and McGregor handled Glen Rose 35-21. And that was their 7-3 mark. They lost a pre-district game as well. Still waiting the arrival of the Cameron Yeomen. We want to welcome you on our internet broadcast tonight. Our internet services and streaming is brought to you by VBM Internet Services of Temple, your gateway to the information highway. Call 254-778-8028 for VBM Internet Services. And again, thanks to VBM providing our stream tonight. And if you're listening to us on your cell phone or on your computer or wherever you may be listening to us outside of our signal, well, you can thank VBM Internet Services for that. The Yeomen making their way onto the field. We'll have our starting lineups, our coin toss, and, of course, the opening kickoff all coming up. Let's check the other playoffs in District 10 and 9 3A Division 1. In addition to this game here tonight, the Rockdale Tigers will take on the Comanche Indians tonight. That is at Crusader Stadium. I'm jealous.
I know.
I mean, I can't be too jealous.
No, I wouldn't either. No, this
pretty,
is great.
Pretty nice facilities,
yeah,
here.
Yeah, it is.
And, of course, Academy will play McGregor. That is tomorrow at 1 o'clock right here at Waco ISD. And the other game tomorrow is Lago Vista and Whitney, and that's a 2 o'clock game at Panther Stadium. Not sure which.
Midway.
Is that Midway Stadium?
Midway, yes.
Okay. So those are the games, two tonight, two tomorrow, from the districts that meet up in the bi-district concerning the Cameron Yeomen. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more of our pregame as we are just a couple of minutes away from the opening kickoff. We're back in just a moment. This is Playoff Football on 105.1 The Ranch.
You've been doing something with satisfied customers since 1984. You've been doing something right. I'm Jason Donalek, and that's the story of EBCO Development, providing quality new construction, remodeling, and roofing with complete customer satisfaction. We have the knowledge and experience to get the job done right the first time and are a proud member of the Better Business Bureau. Start your building project by calling EBCO Development at 254-697-2186. That's 254-697-2186.
And we are back at Waco ISD Stadium as we await our national anthem and the coin toss from midfield, part of our pregame ceremonies during the 2014 season. Our coin toss is, as always, brought to you live from midfield by Marek Burns Label Funeral Home in Cameron, serving Central Texas families since 1908. Captains for the Glen Rose Tigers will be the quarterback number 7. That is Colton Lane, along with outside receiver Jayton Dillard, number 14, lineman number 65, R.J. Darch, and the number 24 for the Tigers is Hayden Swearingen. For the Cameron Yeoman, it's Ryan Cullen, Lance Green, Daryl Flores, and DeAndre Adams. Drew a blank. We'll take it down to the field and get this coin toss. So the Cameron Yeoman will have the offense on the field first as Glen Rose won the toss and has elected to defer to the second half. So, Coach, courtesy of Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company of Cameron, give us our offensive starting lineup tonight.
All right. For the wide receivers for the Cameron Yeoman will be Sakori Smith, Vincent Vargas, Aaron Sims, and Jordan Wells. The tackles will be Eric Sanchez and Cody Eisenhorst. The guards will be Pablo Rodriguez and Tomas Solomon, and the center will be Jason Anastasialis.
All right. Our national anthem performed by the Glen Rose Band.
Thank you. Now we'll have a play of the national anthem by the Glen Rose High School Band.
Say after the national anthem, Coach, let's play ball.
That's right. We've been waiting for this all day long.
Our opening kickoff tonight is brought to you by Standards Life Cycle Solutions for the extra care you deserve for all stages of life. Our first quarter tonight also sponsored by Texas Farm Bureau Insurance Company. Call Benton Watson, your Farm Bureau agent in Cameron at 697-6488. Again, the Yeoman will receive and will have the ball first as Glen Rose won the toss and elected to defer until the second half. So they'll be kicking off to the Yeoman. They will be moving. The Yeoman will be moving from our right to left here at Waco ISD, and that is from south to north. There is a light north breeze, probably 2 to 5 miles per hour. So that'll be in the face of the Yeoman here in the first quarter.
I'll be curious to see if they're going to kick off deep or do what most of the teams in the district have decided to do and not kick it very deep at all.
We are about underway here as I think that's Corey Smith and Aaron Sims back deep to receive it. It's going to be a high kick that's going to be fielded by Smith at the 25, and he will hand off to Aaron Sims. Aaron's is across up the sideline. He could go all the way. He's to the 30. Nobody's going to catch Aaron Sims, an 80-yard kickoff return for the Cameron Yeoman.
That's one way to start a football game if you're wearing the white shirts. If you're wearing the red ones, that's not a good way to start.
So the Cameron Yeoman strike right out of the chute. Daryl Flores, no, that's Corey Smith that handled the kickoff at the 25. They give up about 5 yards to the 20 to make the lateral handoff going the other way, and Aaron Sims races 80 yards down the Yeo sideline, and the Yeoman are up 6-0.
You may not see that kickoff again.
Eric Sanchez to do the kicking on the extra point, and it is up, and it is no good. We hooked it wide left, still having plenty of trouble with that extra point category. But the Cameron Yeoman strike early. 6-0 is our score. There's not really a scoring drive to give you on that. Cameron Yeoman return it 80 yards. It's going to be a net of 75 yards, but Aaron Sims took it from the 20 on the handoff from Sakori Smith and goes down the Yeo sidelines. And when he gets in the open, there's nobody probably in college that could catch him.
Well, I don't know about that, but I do know that they're going to, Glenn Rose won't have anybody that can catch him. Took 13 seconds off of the game clock for the first touchdown.
So the Cameron Yeoman will tee it up now as the extra point again fails. Jaleel Polk will do the kicking off for the Cameron Yeoman. And the Tigers have three men deep. Now, they may adjust, but right now they've got three men between the 10 and 15-yard line. And there is a wide gap between them and the three standing at the 40. Now they're backing up a little bit to the 35.
Making sure of no onside kick.
But they've got three and three and then five up at the front line. Here's the kickoff by Pope, and it's going to be a squibbler. It's going to hit at the 25 on a bounce. The second bounce, it's fielded. That is Dillard, who breaks to the outside, breaking tackles, and he's finally run down from behind at the 38-yard line by Eddie Luna.
Cameron Yeoman have had problems all year long covering kickoffs, and there was another good example of giving the other team very good field position to start the ball game.
So we will see for the Tigers, Colton Lane, the quarterback. He is got a strong arm. He has been a little off target. So the Yeoman right out of the chute get penalized 5 yards on top of that for some kind of illegal formation by the kicking team. So they'll mark 5 yards off from the 38. And that'll go to the 42-yard line, 43-yard line. The Yeoman again return the opening kickoff, 75 yards for a touchdown, and lead this game 6-0. After the penalties marked off against the Yeoman, the Tigers will come to the line of scrimmage from the near hash mark. They're moving left to right here in the first quarter. Lane, the quarterback, and he is going to hand off to his tailback. That is Dillard. No, that is Hartman, Ethan Hartman, and he gets about 2 yards, almost to the 45-yard line. We'll give him a 2 yards and call it the 45.
Jesse Valdez caught him from behind and pulled him down.
Ethan Hartman on the carry there, and it's second down and 8. Hartman is the running back to the left of Lane in the backfield. They've got three wide receivers to the left and one man wide to the right. The one to the right is Drayton Williams.
Look how the Cameron Yeoman are playing them one deep.
And here's the running the quarterback who will keep it. He is smothered up at the 46-yard line. Lance Green on the tackle, and it's third down and 6.
The Cameron Yeoman are not playing back with two safeties. They have one safety. Everybody else is up in the face of the receivers, and so they're going to challenge them. Of course, on a sure passing down, they may not, but on the first two downs, they were up there challenging them at the line of scrimmage.
Strother is the long, tall, wide receiver. He's split out wide to the left along with two other receivers, one man wide to the right. Lane has this time Branham in the backfield with him. It is Dillard Here's a fumble snap directly to the running back, and that is not Branham. That's number 32, and he is hit hard and dropped over near the Yost sideline after about a two-yard gain, and it's going to be fourth down and five, and the Tigers are in a punting situation, you would think, right here.
John Washington came up from his safety position and really put a good hit on that running back.
That was Cully Reynolds, number 32, on the carry there for a couple of yards. Fourth down and five now for the Tigers, and they're lining up to go for it at their own 48-yard line. Two backs in the backfield. Maybe they're trying to draw the yeoman off. I'm not sure, but they've got two backs in the backfield, twin receivers to the right, one to the left. And now here's the backup by Lane, and he's going to quick kick it, and it goes off the side of his foot, hits at the 37, and bounces back the other way, and that's where it's going to be killed by Dillard. And the yeoman will have it first and 10 from their own 37-yard line.
Well, I watched the Tigers warm up, and number 7 never punted one ball during warm-up, and there was pretty good evidence of that. They tried to quick kick, and he didn't get hardly any of it.
Yeoman lead it 6-0 on that opening game kickoff return by Aaron Sims. And if I'm not mistaken, that's his first one of the season. Twins go to both sides for the Yeoman. Reed Nickerson, the quarterback. Treyon Smith in the backfield. He's flanked to the left of Nickerson. Yeoman moving right to left here in the first quarter. From their own 37-yard line, first and 10. First offensive play of the night for the Yeoman. And Nickerson wanted to pass it. Now he is going to dump it incomplete, intended for Jordan Wells. But Jordan out here was covered. Nickerson bought himself a little time and scrambled this way and then threw it behind Wells for an incomplete pass.
Well, the snap from center was too high, and so that the timing of that whole play was disrupted.
Second down and 10 from the 37-yard line. Again, Wells this time will go wide right, setting up three receivers to the wide side of the field. Sakori Smith alone wide to the left side. Second and 10 from the Yo 37. Nickerson hands off to Treyon Smith up the middle. Treyon's in the secondary, breaks the tackle and dives up to near midfield. They'll mark him down at the 49-yard line. That is a 12-yard run by Treyon Smith, and it'll move the chains.
Once again, that offensive line, just as they left off last week, did a good job opening a hole for him.
Nickerson, empty backfield with five wideouts. The slot right is Treyon Smith. Aaron Sims is the inside receiver on the left side. Quick pass, pump, and now Reed just throws it in the turf at the feet of Treyon. Not sure.
Evidently, he looked up, and whatever they had going, the defense was set for it. And rather than take a chance on throwing it out there where it could be possibly picked off, he just threw it in the ground.
Second down and 10 for the Yeoman. Reed with a couple of misfires on his first two passes. And it's second and 10 once again. The Yo 49-yard line. The Yeoman lead it 6-0. And another, no, here's the reverse to Aaron Sims. Aaron gets outside. He's across the 45, down to the 40, spins down to the 35-yard line, inside the 35. What a tough run by the probably 5'4", 130-pound running wide receiver.
But they got to be they're chasing him all night long.
All the way to the 33-yard line, where it is an 18-yard gain and a first and 10 for the Yeoman. Trips come to the near side this time. That is from inside to outside. That is Sims, Wells, and Vincent Vargas. No, Corey Smith. Vargas is alone wide to the right.
And he's all got one-on-one out there because that outside linebacker is getting ready to come.
And Nickerson will hand off to Smith again. Smith inside the 30, down to about the 28-yard line, and that is a 5-yard gain. Setting up a second down and five for the Yeoman.
I think the coaches will take advantage of that, looking up and seeing one receiver out there and one man, and the outside linebacker stacked right there behind that defensive end means there's nobody out there, and we ran right into the strength of that formation.
Twins go to both sides now. Ball is on the far hash mark, or the right hash mark, as the Yeoman move right to left. And the snap, the handoff to Smith again. He is stutter-stepping and can't get free. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage, but no gain. It's third and five.
I'm going to tell you this now. I saw him in the video. And the way the Tigers are going to have to stop the Cameron Yeoman is to stunt people all over the place, inside and out. And that's what they did then. They ran a double stunt right into the play that we called. But that leaves them vulnerable to the pass.
Trips to the left, one man to the right, as Nickerson is in the backfield with Trayon Smith again on a third and five. Here's the snap. Nickerson drops back, looks right, throws too high, intended for Vincent Vargas,
who was there and had the first down, but the pass was just a little too high.
And it's going to be fourth down and five, and of course, no, there's a penalty on the play. Didn't see the flag, but we'll check the penalty. It's going to be against the Yeoman. Well, there you go. You hear the head ref, illegal formation.
One of the wide receivers was in the backfield. It should have been on the line of scrimmage, so we had too many men in the backfield.
The penalty is declined, and it is fourth down and five now for the Yeoman. Here we go. Twin receivers to both sides for the Yeoman. And we have John Washington in the backfield as running back now for Trayon Smith. Here's the snap on a fourth and five. Nickerson drops straight back. Now he has to flush out of the pocket, and now he throws on the run for Corey Smith. Bobbled and dropped in the end zone. Great coverage down in the end zone on a play that forced Reed Nickerson out of the pocket and to throw on the run. Had he put a little more juice on that one, he might have gotten it over the defender.
Well, he had two choices. He could go for six, or he could have run for the first down because nobody was pressuring him as he came out to the side here. He just decided to go for the six.
So the O defense back on the field, first and 10 for the Tigers after they hold the Yeoman at their at the 28-yard line. Trip receivers go wide to the right, one man wide to the left for the Tigers. Lane has Dillard in the backfield, and it's an option play, and Dillard gets it. Ooh. Oh, it's a fumble and a scramble for it. What a defensive play by Titus Lewis on the option man, and Lane, the quarterback. I'm not sure who had him, but, Coach, there were no blown issues there by the O defense.
No, there wasn't. Big number 60 came through there and really popped him. That's our nose guard.
That's DeAndre Adams.
DeAndre Adams.
He was on the quarterback, and Titus Lewis on the pitch man, and that was, you couldn't draw it up any better. A loss of 8 yards as the Tigers fall on their own fumble. But when the pitch got to Dillard, Titus got there too, and it never was hauled in. But it was recovered by the men in red, and it's second down and 18. And this time Lane rolls left, sets up. Now he's flushed out of the pocket. He's going to run it, and he gets across the 20 up to about the 25-yard line. Picks up about 5 yards on that scramble.
Well, we had a linebacker on this side. The nose guard did a good job. The defensive end contained him, but the linebacker just did not come back up and fill the hole, and so he was able to pick up all that yardage.
And that sets up a third down and 13 now for the Tigers. Strother, the big wide receiver, goes wide to the left along with Dillard and Hartman. Alone in the backfield is Lane. He sets up and now flushed out of the pocket. Now he is hit and dropped. Big DeAndre Adams again. No, that's nope. Eddie Luna.
Eddie Luna.
At the 15-yard line, pops Lane, and it's fourth and a mile for the Tigers.
He just defeated the left offensive tackle. That's all there was to that. He just shoved him straight back, and when the quarterback tried to go to the outside, he was sitting there waiting for him. Great defense by the Yeoman.
So Ethan Hartman will be punting it away from standing almost at his goal line. He stands at about the 2-yard line to receive the deep snap, and Aaron Sims is the lone back to receive it. Here's the snap. The punt is away. It's a low line drive end over end that hits at the 35 and rolls up to about the 37-yard line.
I don't think they had any intention of kicking that ball deep, but they just gave the Cameron Yeoman tremendous field position.
So the Yeoman were held in Tiger territory in their last possession. They start this possession at the Tiger 37.
Well, The Tigers used two stunts a while ago to run, and we ran right into the middle of those plays. I'm sure the coaches have seen what they're doing, and now we'll see what happens.
Trips go wide to the right for the Yeoman. Ball is between the hash marks. Sakori Smith alone wide left, and it's John Washington in the backfield with Nickerson. 6-0, Yeoman lead it on a 75-yard kickoff return to open this game up. Washington gets the call right up the middle, stumbles across the 35 down to the 34-yard line.
There was a hole there, but one of the linemen turned his man loose, and he came back inside and tripped him up by the ankles. But there was a big hole there. If he hadn't gotten him by the ankles, it was going to be a long run.
Well, it's almost to the – well, it's just inside the 35. We'll call it second down and eight as trips go wide to the left this time. Not sure what's the deal with Trayon. He's on the sidelines. But John Washington is the running back now. Done a fine job as backup. Quick pass to Aaron Sims out here to the left side. He breaks the tackle. He's given up lots of ground, and now he's drugged down all the way back at the 47-yard line.
They were sitting on that play. I'm telling you, from the very beginning, they had been had done their homework, and they were sitting on that play. Aaron had no place to go, and, of course, he tried to make a big play out of it and lost yards.
It's third down at 20. From the 47-yard line for the Yeoman. That is the Tiger 47. The Yeoman could pick up, you know, half of that and probably go for it on fourth down. Trips go wide right. One man to the left is Sakori Smith. Third down and 20 for the Yeoman. Nickerson takes the snap, dropping straight back, sets up, throws long down the near sideline for Corey Smith, makes the adjustment, makes the catch inside the 10, and out of bounds at the 8-yard line.
Beautiful pass, but it was one of those that was thrown behind him, and he came back while the defender kept going and made the catch.
39 yards on that catch by Corey. He might have got away with a shove because he kind of shoved the defender to separate him from the defender, but great concentration as he caught it as on a back pedal on that long pass from Reed Nickerson. 39 yards, and it's first and goal for the Yeoman. Twins to both sides. John Washington gets the ball. He's trying to find a hole. Gets down to the 5, and no more than that, a gain of a couple.
Be interesting to find out what's going on with Trayon because he's standing over on the sideline. I believe that's him coming into the ball game now.
He's checking back in. John Washington checks out. It's second and goal from the 5 for the Yeoman. They lead it 6-0 on the opening kickoff return by Aaron Sims. Wells and Vargas wide right, Smith and Sims wide left, and Trayon Smith is in the backfield with Nickerson. Second and goal from the 5. The snap, a direct snap to Trayon. He is right up the gut for the score.
Man, what a good job by that offensive line. Nobody penetrated. They were all on the ground, and he just went right over that linebacker and into the end zone.
5-yard TD run by Smith, and the Yeoman are up 12-0. Yeoman may go for two here to make up for the blotched extra point, and they will. They'll keep the offensive unit on the field from the 3-yard line. They'll go for two. Smith and Wells wide left, Sims and Vargas wide right. 2:11 left in the first quarter of play. Here is the go for two snap as Nickerson steps back, sets up, fires across the middle. Sakori Smith running wide open on a slant. He makes the grab, and it's 14-0, Yeoman.
I mean, there was nobody there. Absolutely no one.
And our score with 2:11 remaining in the first quarter of play, the Yeoman lead the Tigers 14-0. We're back in just a moment.
Hey there, it's Mike Shelton.
And Scotty Shelton, with you again.
And we here at Miller's Discount Center in Cameron know what it takes to put together a winning team.
When you need to clean those uniforms, we have the latest washers and dryers.
Have to feed the team? No problem.
We carry ovens, even dishwashers.
Want to freeze the other team's kicker?
We even have freezers in stock.
But don't take our word for it.
Stop in at Miller's Discount Center just off Highway 77 at 1005 Industrial Boulevard in Cameron.
Welcome back. Here is your Dons Paint and Body scoring drive. That was actually a 37-yard, five-play drive, but the big play in this, Coach, was a 39-yard reception because we gave up so much yardage on a lost play.
That's correct.
The gross yardage on that drive was 47 yards, but the net drive was 37, as that's where the drive started from. Treyon Smith capped it off after that 39-yard Sakori Smith catch. Treyon Smith capped it off with a 5-yard TD run, and Sakori makes the 2-point conversion catch, 14-0. Here's the kickoff. It's going to be fielded, fumbled, and bobbled, and then hauled in back at the 28-yard line.
Boy, are they lucky to have that ball.
That was number 9, Preston Sheffield, who couldn't quite get a handle on it, but hauled it in finally as the yeoman approached and went down immediately at the 28-yard line. That's where they'll put it into play, 1st and 10.
He was trying to run and trying to put it away and having difficulty doing both of them.
So Lane will send twin receivers to both sides with one back in the backfield now. I think that is Ethan Hartman. Ball is between the hash marks. And the handoff is right up the middle. No, that's not Hartman, but he's breaking. That is Sheffield. And he burst into the secondary and out across the 40 to the 43-yard line.
Well, there's a mix-up on the Cameron Yeoman defense for some reason. Number 22, who was supposed to be out here on a wide receiver, had gone back to the inside, and the coaches over here in this booth were about to have a heart attack because nobody was covering him. The safety came over, so something was screwed up there on the defensive call.
15-yard run by Sheffield, and it's 1st and 10 for the Tigers up at the 43-yard line. Twins to both sides. Sheffield in the backfield with Lane. And now a man that is Hartman in motion. Snap, quick pass out to Strother. He catches it out in the flats at the 45, and he's wrestled down by Darryl Flores and Jalon Bryant. A pickup of about 3 yards to the 46-yard line.
They like to throw that pass to number 16, and then they like to run a receiver down behind him and then bring him across the middle. So they may be setting something up here.
Hey, our first quarter is brought to you by Texas Farm Bureau Insurance Company. Called Benton Watson, your Farm Bureau agent in Cameron, at 697-6488. Tell him hi for us when you do that. Strother alone wide to the left, trips wide to the right. And Sheffield in the backfield with Lane. Lane is going to keep it around the right side. He turns the corner. He's across midfield, the 45, and runs out of bounds. And a late hit on a shove by the defensive back at the 38-yard line. And the Tigers are going to get 15 more. Well, that was a shove to make sure he was out of bounds, but it was a little too late. And they'll mark 15 more off on the Yeoman for a personal foul.
Those are the kind of mistakes you cannot make when you get to the playoff. Well, they got a great block that time. Number 9 for them, who is a wingback, came out here and cut down our outside linebacker. That's what gave him the room. If we'd have had our feet, we could have stopped him, but we were on the ground.
That moves the ball down to the 23-yard line, where it is 1st and 10 for the Tigers. Trips go wide to the left, one man wide to the right. And Lane will hand off right up the middle to Sheffield. He is dragging Yeoman inside the 15, down to the 13-yard line goes Sheffield. That is a 10-yard pickup after the first collision occurred about 3 yards downfield. Move the chains, 1st and 10.
Interior, that defensive line is going to have to bow their neck because they're double-teaming the nose guard. That means somebody's not being blocked on.
Again, trips to the right side. That's the short side of the field as Sheffield is in the backfield with Lane. Strother alone wide to the left. He has got about 6 inches on our defender out there. Hartman goes in motion. Here is a quick pass out to Hartman in the left flat. He catches it. He's angling for the sideline, inside the 5, down to the 4, maybe the 3. It is the 3, and another first down for the Tigers. It'll be 1st and goal at the Yeoman 3.
Well, they brought the wide receiver down and inside and took this running back out of the backfield, and we had a safety trying to chase him, and this is great execution on the part of the Tigers.
That's going to do it for our Texas Farm Bureau first quarter of play. It has been brought to you tonight by Benton Watson, your Farm Bureau agent in Cameron. Call Benton at 697-6488. We head to the second. The Yeomen lead it 14-0. This is Joe Football on the Ranch.
With more than 100 years of serving Central Texas, Buchholz State Bank is all about you, the customer. Banking with a personal touch, that's what Buchholz Bank does best. At Buchholz State Bank, you're not just a number. Discover the difference. Stop in at any of their three locations and visit with a personal banker about becoming a valued customer. Because we care. Buchholz State Bank in Buchholz. Cameron Branch, Buchholz State Bank, and Rogers Bank. Member FDIC.
Welcome back. The Tigers have put together a nice little drive of their own. This drive started back at their own 28-yard line. It's only taken them five plays to reach the Yo 3-yard line, where it is first and goal for the men in red. The other game from the district going on tonight, well, Rockdale just scored to take the lead over Comanche 14-12. That is late in the first quarter. Here we're beginning the second quarter of play with the Tigers at the Yo 3-yard line, first and goal. Wide to the right for the Tigers goes Drayton Williams. Trips go wide to the left. And this time it's Ethan Hartman in the backfield, as Sheffield is the slot receiver. The handoff is to Hartman. He is hit. No. Lane keeps it right up the middle, gets down to the 1-yard line. Boy, I tell you what, Jesse Valdez wrapped up Hartman, and I thought he might have had the ball, but Lane pulled it out of his gut and took it upfield just in the nick of time, picks up 2 yards.
Well, it was a read option. He was reading that defensive end. The defensive end came up the field, so he pulled it and followed his pulling guard.
Second and goal from the 1-yard line for the Tigers. Now they're going to go with a tight formation.
Wishbone.
A wishbone offense. A fullback, two tailbacks, and Lane will just keep it and dive. Did he get in? No indication yet. Yes, he is in. Touchdown, Tigers. So the Tigers go 72 yards in 7 plays against the Yeomen, and Lane caps it with a 1-yard TD lunge to close the gap 14-6, the extra point coming up.
Well, we figured it might be a high-scoring affair because they can put points on the board, and here we go, 14-6, and they're kicking the extra point.
And here is the snap, the hold, and the kick is up. And it is good by number 19, Ajad Herrera. And with 11:21 left in the half, the Tigers reach pay dirt and close the gap. It's 14-7. Again, that was a 7-play, 72-yard drive capped off by that Lane 1-yard TD run. Our second quarter tonight is brought to you by Circle S Barbecue, open Friday and Saturdays on Highway 77 in Cameron, and the Cameron Cleaners, providing dry cleaning services, embroidery, and Yeoman apparel downtown Cameron. Again, the other score out of Districts 9 and 10 tonight, Rockdale leading Comanche 14-12. Both Academy and McGregor and the Lago Vista Whitney games are tomorrow. Tigers will tee it up. They'll have a light breeze in their face from the north now in the second quarter, as I don't reckon they'll go deep with this one.
Well, I don't think they will.
Alex Cosita will tee it up for the Tigers. And the Yeomen are playing up at about the 20 right now. They may back up a little bit, but that is Corey Smith and Aaron Sims. It's Titus Lewis and Daryl Flores, the upbacks. Here's the kickoff. This is going to be an onside kick, and it's going to be fielded in the air by Ryan Cullen, who falls on it at the 47-yard line.
Well, I didn't expect one quite that short, but Cameron Yeoman will accept it. That kickoff return has impressed the Tigers.
So with 11:19 to work with, the Yeoman have it first and 10 from their own 47-yard line. And they will send trip receivers to the wide side of the field as the ball is on the left hash mark. Sakori Smith alone wide to the left. And the handoff goes to Trayon Smith, bouncing outside of the left. Across midfield, dives down to the 48-yard line. They'll give him about the 47-yard line, it looks like.
We'll give credit to big number 75, who did an excellent job of blocking out there.
And that's going to be, that's Eichenhorst, I believe.
Eichenhorst.
And that is a 6-yard pickup by Trayon Smith, and it's second and 4 for the Yeoman. Inside Tiger territory at the 47. Twins to both sides. Nickerson will take the snap and hand off to Trayon again. Trayon fumbles it and has to fall on it back at the 49-yard line. A loss of 2 yards, and it's 3rd down and 6.
Couldn't tell if Nickerson was trying to keep it or Trayon was clamped on it, but whatever it was, it's a misfire.
In the exchange there, it didn't happen. We welcome our online listeners again tonight and remind you that you are listening courtesy of VVM Internet Services of Temple.
Well, we've got 18 and 14 on the same side. That's a lot of speed.
Yes, it is. That is Sims and Sakori Smith, and that's to the left. Twins also to the right, Wells and Vargas. On a 3rd down and 6 for the Yeoman, Reed draw play right up the middle. And Trayon Smith is putting some moves on. He's inside the 35, the 30. He's down to the 20, breaks a tackle, down to the 15, and is breaking more tackles and finally drags a red shirt out of bounds inside the 10-yard line.
About the 9's where they're putting it.
Out of bounds at the 9-yard line by Trayon Smith on the draw play right up the middle. And it's 1st and goal for the Yeoman inside the Mallaire's Discount Center red zone. That was a 40-yard run by Trayon Smith.
Beautiful call. Coaches called the perfect play right there, and the Yeoman executed it.
Trips go wide to the right, one to the left. 1st and goal from the 9-yard line.
4-man defensive line for Glenn Rose.
Nickerson will option and keep it. There's a flag that as Nickerson stumbles inside the 5 down to the 4-yard line, and we'll see what that flag. That's typically thrown in the area of holding. That would be a big penalty. It is holding against the Yeoman. And about a 5-yard run by Nickerson will be erased. And instead of 2nd and goal from the 4, it's going to be 1st and goal from the 19.
When people are stunning, you may have some of that take place if everybody doesn't recognize who they're supposed to get. And all of a sudden you're surprised, you reach out. Can't afford to do that.
9.5 minutes left here in the first half. The Yeoman are up 14-7. And it looks like the Yeoman will take a timeout here. On a 1st and goal from the 19-yard line. We do have a timeout on the field. And it's going to be charged against the Yeoman. So we'll take a 30-second break right here with them. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Winnie L. Nursing and Rehabilitation is a skilled nursing facility that offers high-quality nursing and rehab services with an eye for personalized, comprehensive care plans. With a multitude of services including specialized skin and wound care, therapy, private rooms, pain management, diabetic care, and tons of daily activities for patients, Winnie L. strives to offer the best in nursing and rehab with a personal touch. For more information, call 697-4985 or stop by 2104 North Carnes in Cameron.
We are back as the Yeoman used their 1st of 3 timeouts here in the first half. After a holding penalty, moves them back to the 19-yard line, still inside the Mallaire's Discount Center red zone where it is 1st and goal from the 19. Sakori Smith alone wide to the left. Trips go wide to the right. That two-point conversion pass was so wide open, wouldn't be surprised if we don't see that again.
Well, they've got a safety playing right in the middle of it right this minute.
Nickerson will hand off on a draw play to Trayon. A little bit of confusion in the backfield, but Trayon's sheer power gets him inside the 15. Down to about the 13-yard line. It looked like Nickerson and Smith kind of collided at the handoff.
Well, number 31 for them, that linebacker. If the linebacker hadn't got hold of Trayon, he's in the end zone.
They've got him at the 14-yard line. 2nd down and goal from the 14. A 5-yard pickup by Trayon Smith. trips wide to the right, ball on the far hash mark or the left hash mark. On a second and goal from the 14, Nickerson dropping straight back, looks left, throws left. That is Sakori Smith. Did he make the catch? Beautiful catch. Kept his feet in bounds at the 7-yard line.
I'm telling you what, he must have had his tiptoes in. I'm going to tell you that. That pass was right on the money. What a great pattern.
Great pattern, great pass, and it's good for 7 yards. And it's third and goal now from the 7. Well, the Yeomen have trimmed 12 yards off of that first and goal from the 19. Now it's third and goal from the 7. Ball again on the left hash mark as the Yeomen move left to right here in the second quarter of play. Trips go to the wide side of the field. Smith alone wide to the left side. Play clock down to 5, and we are going to have to hustle to get this playoff. Here we go down to 1, and we got the snap. The handoff is to Trayon. He's inside the 5 and runs over somebody. It gets down to the 1. He fumbles the ball, but they're calling him down at the 1-yard line. Trayon Smith just punished one of those defensive backs who hit him at the 5 and took him all the way to the 1-yard line where it is 4th and goal from the 1.
And the Tigers are putting in a little more beef on that offense, on that defensive line.
Yes, they are. Loading it up in between the tackles there. The Yeomen are spreading it out with 2 receivers to each side, though. Trayon is to the right of Nickerson in the backfield on a 4th and goal from the 1. Direct snap to Trayon. Bangs his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Yeoman.
There he goes.
He was already across before the ball came out and the red jerseys fell on it. But clearly, Trayon Smith had broken the plane of the goal line long before that happened, and the Yeomen are up 20-7.
Once again, Trayon Smith in the offensive line taking over where they left off last week, carrying that football.
We'll review that scoring drive for you in a moment. John Washington to hold for Eric Sanchez. Here's the snap, the hold. And this time Sanchez finds the uprights, and the Yeomen are up 21-7. We'll take a quick break and be back with that recap in a moment. This is Cameron Yeoman Playoff Football on the Ranch.
Vicki Goza of Mark Burns Lewell Funeral Home in Cameron talks about being just a phone call away.
We are at a family's disposal 24/7. You don't get an answering machine. You may be talking with the family late at night or thought of something. You can pick up that phone and call and know that you're going to talk to one of us.
Call anytime, 254-697-3661.
You will feel like you are the only family that we're working with.
Welcome back. Here's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive for the Yeomen. They took over at their own 47-yard line. It took them 8 plays to go 53 yards and the score, the 1-yard TD run by Trayon Smith. And the extra point by Eric Sanchez was good, and the Yeomen are up 21-7. 7:53 remaining in the half. And Jaleel Pope will tee it up and boot it away, angle to the far side, over the shoulder, and caught by Dillard at about the 14-yard line, and he's run down at the 19. I don't know who that was that ran him down. It might have been Sakori Smith.
No, it wasn't. It was number 42, Cullen, Ryan Cullen, that came in and made that play. He just flat ran him down. That's all there was to that. He came down on the left side, and when the ball carrier started away from him, he just ran up and caught him and put him on the ground.
Well, they gave him a lenient spot all the way out to the 20, so that's where the Tigers will start this drive with twin receivers to each side. And Hartman is, that's Sheffield, I think, in the backfield with Lane from their own 20-yard line. Now Sheffield comes in motion to the near side, and here's a quick pass that's hit and out of the hands of Hartman, and that ball was popped up in the air, and there were 3 Yeomen going after the receiver, and none of the Yeomen looked up
Titus
to see it.
Titus Lewis was the first one there, and he never looked for the football, and it spun around over his head and fell right behind him.
So it'll be second down and 10 for the Yeomen from the Tigers from their own 20-yard line.
They tried to bring the fullback in motion out here to give them an additional blocker, and just mishandled the ball.
Ethan Hartman and Sam Strother wide to the left. Twins go wide to the right as well on a second down and 10 from the Tiger 20. Shuffield in the backfield. He'll get the handoff right up the middle. He's across the 20 to the 23-yard line. That is a gain of 3, and it's third down and 7 now for the Tigers.
He's a big, strong running back. He's been carrying the load for him as far as carrying the ball, and now he got up rather slowly, and now he's coming out, number 30.
Kelly Reynolds will check in for Shuffield. And the Tigers will send Strother and Dillard wide to the left. That is Williams wide to the right. Slot receiver to the left as well is Hartman, I believe. And rolling left is Lane, looking and throwing and caught by Dillard up at the 31-yard line and hit out of bounds by Darryl Flores, but that will be enough to move the chains for the Tigers.
Sent the wide receiver straight down the field. Ran that inside receiver down about 7 or 8 yards and straight to the sideline in a perfect pass.
Well, he needed the 30, and he got just outside the 30, so first and 10 for the Tigers. We'll have to call that the 31, I guess. This time, Williams and Dillard go wide to the right, Strother wide to the left. And Lane will hand off to the running back. That is Hartman, and he is punished after about a 3-yard gain. That was Alex Ibarra who made that crushing tackle. And it's second down and 8, 2 yards on the carry. Don't forget, we'll be bringing you the Yo High School marching band at half, courtesy of Ideal Poultry. That's during our Germania halftime report. We'll also have your Oscar scoreboard, Oscar store scoreboard at halftime. Get you caught up on playoff games going on and some that happened last night. Twins trips to the right. One man to the left is Strother on a second down and 8. And Lane will keep it around the right side looking for a hole. And he is slung down. DeAndre Adams wraps him up and slings him to the turf for a loss of 3.
That's the nose guard coming off of the center and just getting to the outside. Nobody's containing him. Usually they'll double team that nose guard and pull a guard. But that time they tried not to double team him. And he was out there all over the ball carrier.
Third down and 11 now for the Tigers from inside their own 30-yard line. They'll send two receivers to each side, and Lane will back up, wants to throw, sets up and throws down the near sideline. Wide open is Ethan Hart up at the 43-yard line, and he will make the grab. He's run out of bounds or tackled out of bounds by Darryl Flores, who gave him just a little too much cushion.
Well, Darryl got lost. He started running, and he was running beside him, and he had his back to him. Had no idea when he cut to the outside. He never saw him.
First and 10 for the Tigers. Twin receivers to both sides again. They've converted on third and long twice in this drive already. In the backfield with Lane is Kelly Reynolds. Quick pass, left side. That one is caught and dropped immediately by Jalon Bryant up at the 48-yard line. Struthers on the receiving end of that for about 4 yards.
I think they realize that right this minute they're having most of their success throwing the shorter passes.
Hartman is in the backfield now, and now he will line up as, he'll line up as a slot receiver on the right side. Reynolds sets up in the backfield. Strother is a lone wide receiver to the left side. And Reynolds will get the call. He's wrestled down at the 49-yard line. That's a gain of only a yard.
That's Trayon Smith in there playing that linebacker, made the play.
And it is third down and 5 now for the Tigers from the 49-yard line. Twins go to both sides. Ball on the near hash mark as the Yeoman move, or the Tigers move right to left here in the second quarter.
That outside receiver over there can go to the flat and be wide open.
And he's headed that direction, Shuffield. Here's a pass downfield, almost intercepted. And my goodness, that would have been a pick six by John Washington. It bounced off of both hands at about the 45 as he was headed back the other direction.
Yes, sir. His eyes were as big as saucers. If only his hands had been, but he had it picked off and had 6 points if he could have just made that catch.
That sets up a fourth down and five from the Tiger 49-yard line, and they'll line up to go for it with wide receivers two to both sides. And Lane has Sheffield in the backfield with him, and I think Lane wants a timeout here. They're going to let that play clock run down and call a timeout. And that's what they do with 4:02 left. Well, the clock's still rolling. I'm not sure why, but the clock is still rolling on the timeout. I don't know if the officials noticed that or not, but 10 seconds rolled off the clock after the timeout was called. It's finally stopped with 3:53 remaining.
Here came the back judge all the way from back there about 30 yards, came up here to tell the referee that there needs to be some time put back on that clock.
And here we go with that. Boy, they got that just right.
Yep.
Yeah, they're going to put 9 seconds back on the clock. And it'll be fourth down and five for the Tigers after this timeout. Let's check some scores. We'll just check the other score in our district. That is the Rockdale Tigers, the only other team out of District 10-3A Division I playing tonight. And that score is Comanche now up 18-14 over the Tigers midway through the second quarter. Right here, the Yeomen lead the Glen Rose Tigers 21-7. With just over 4 minutes to play in the first half. Our second quarter tonight, again, is brought to you by Circle S Barbecue of Cameron and Cameron Cleaners. Dry cleaning services, embroidery, and Yeoman Apparel, downtown Cameron. Here we go on a fourth and five. They've already converted two third and longs on this drive. Now it's fourth and five from the 49. Trips to the near side, twins to the far side, and a naked backfield for Lane. He'll take the snap, and he's going to run it. He's across the 50, hit and dropped. He will not get there. He picks up three. He needed five, and the Yeoman will take over at the 48-yard line.
Great play by Luna that time. Came up there and made that stick. I wonder, they suddenly had bigger splits than normal. And, of course, we have a three-man line with a nose guard and the two ends, and they had a split out real wide, and he tried to run up in there, and Luna would have no part of it.
So the Yeoman take over with 3:51 in the second quarter from their own 48-yard line. 52 yards away, they lead it 21-7. Twin receivers go to each side as John Washington is in the backfield for Trayon Smith. Nickerson, the quarterback, he will take the snap and drop straight back. Looking, has time, and now flags, and that's going to be a illegal procedure call against the Yeoman, I presume, as that play was whistled dead.
Can't tell. I don't know.
Illegal procedure against the Yeoman. It'll mark it back to the 43-yard line where it'll be first down and 15.
We're not doing ourselves any favors here tonight with the penalties. That's the fourth one, and two of them have been very costly.
First and 15 for the Yeoman. Twin receivers go to each side. John Washington in the backfield. Nickerson dropping straight back. Sets up, has time, throws deep across the middle for Aaron Sims, but it's too tall. And that's one thing that's hard to be, and that's too long for a deep route by Aaron Sims, but that one was, and he just couldn't get to it.
Well, he started to the outside. Uh-oh, we got a penalty, a holding penalty.
Well, it's first and 15, incomplete pass. Are they going to take the penalty and back us up? They are. So it's going to be first down and 25 now for the Yeoman. They'll take the penalty instead of the play. And it's first and 25.
45 yards in penalties already here in the first half.
Trip receivers go wide to the left. Naked backfield for Nickerson. He is alone in an empty backfield, and he's going to quarterback draw it right up the middle of the 35, the 40, and spins up to the 42-yard line. So about a 9-yard run by Reed Nickerson.
That was a called quarterback run, too.
Second down and 16 now for the Yeoman. Twins to both sides. Ball between the hash marks now as the Yeomen are moving north to south here at Waco ISD Stadium. Yeomen lead it 21-7 here late in the second quarter. Nickerson dropping straight back. Sets up and throws deep across the middle, and this was intercepted. Down at the 30-yard line and spun down at the 29.
Here's the man they were trying to get. They sent them deep. They were trying to hit Aaron Sims, who came across behind the linebackers. He's running wide open inside across the 50-yard line, and Nickerson went deep and threw it right there, and that safety was waiting for it.
Vincent Vargas wrapped up the defensive back. That was Logan Thames who made the interception. And it sets up a first and 10 for the Tigers from their own 30-yard line now with 3:01 left here in the first half. Hand off? No. Sheffield didn't want it. Lane had to keep it, and he gets across the 30 to the 32-yard line. Well, Lane wanted Sheffield to take it. Sheffield didn't want it, and Lane had to keep it.
And now we've got a Tiger down on the field at the 30-yard line.
We do have an injury stoppage, and that is one of the linemen. That is number 66, who is making it off the field now under his own power. That is Reese Nickel. It'll be second down and 8 now for the Tigers. Dillard goes wide to the right. Two receivers to the near side. And the handoff, no. A quick pass left side. That is to Ethan Hartman. He has it at the 30, scampers up to the 37-yard line before the Yeomen converge on him. That was Alex Ibarra and Johnny Alexander making the tackle for the Yeomen. And it sets up a third down and 2 now for the Tigers. Approaching 2 minutes to play here in the first half. The Yeomen lead at 21-7. Trips go wide to the right. One man comes in motion now. That's Hartman and Sheffield. No, Lane will keep it around the left side. He is hit and dropped. There was a fumble, but they're going to call Lane down, and rightly so. And he gets no yardage on the play. It is fourth down and 2 from the 38-yard line.
Now let's see what the Tigers decide to do.
Yeah, this could be a game-changing call right here. If the Yeomen could hold and have only 38 yards to pay dirt, there's a minute 35 left in the first half. The Tigers will send trip receivers wide to the right, one to the left.
We don't have, there we go. We didn't have enough guys out there.
One man in the backfield with Lane, that is Sheffield. And I think they might be trying to draw us off sides. Now they might quick kick it. Still 2 seconds, they're going to call a timeout on the play clock. We'll take a break with them when we come back. It's 4th and 2 for the Tigers. The Yeomen could get the ball back here with a minute 19 remaining in our first half. The Yeomen lead it 21-7. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
Tenio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces offers the best selection on name-brand furniture like Lazy Boy Recliners, Sofas and Love Seats, Simmons Mattresses, Mohawk and Shaw Flooring, and Fireplace Extraordinaire Fireplaces. If you haven't been to Tenio's lately, visit their showroom on Highway 77, 1 mile north of Cameron. New inventory arriving daily. Tenio's, your best choice for furniture and flooring in Milam County. Tenio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces. Proud to support Yeoman Athletics, a winning tradition.
Welcome back. The Cameron Yeomen having a little bit of trouble offensively in the passing category. The Yeomen, Reed Nickerson, 3 out of 8 on completions with no touchdowns and 1 interception. But the running game has been working quite well for the Yeomen.
Well, here come the Tigers going to take a gamble.
On a 4th and 2 from their own 38-yard line. In the backfield is Lane, and I believe that is... I'm not sure who that is. The handoff, that's the number 30. He is not going to make it. He is met head up by, was that John Washington?
Yes, sirree.
Who made the stop at the line of scrimmage, and the Yeomen will take over on downs. That is a huge defensive play for the Yeomen.
Now the Cameron Yeomen have got to capitalize on that mistake that the Tigers just made.
That was Matt Brannon who had the handoff. One of their big bruising running backs, and he thought they could probably just bruise the first down, but John Washington had other thoughts and stood him straight up. No gain, and first and 10 for the Yeoman from the 28-yard line.
Coaches next door hollering down there, now let's go score.
Rather, that is the 38-yard line. Yeoman come to the line of scrimmage with trips to the left, one to the right, Vincent Vargas. Dropping straight back is Nickerson. Sets up, flushed out of the pocket, spins away from one man in the backfield. Now throws on the run, but way out of bounds, intended for Sha'Cory Smith down at the 15. That was an uncatchable pass. Reed just did well to get rid of it.
Well, they brought a rush from the right side, and we didn't pick it up. He was able to get away from the rusher and then had to throw the ball away.
Second down and 10 for the Yeoman. Trips go wide to the right, one to the left. From the Tiger 38, draw play to Trayon. Right up the middle, it's wide open again. Inside the 25, the 20. Bounces to the outside, the 15, the 10. The 5, there's a flag down as Trayon Smith clips the corner of the end zone for the touchdown. But this one could be coming back.
Well,
as there is a flag placed at the 15-yard line.
There's an offensive lineman downfield, and evidently he blocked somebody in the back or was holding him one. And it was unnecessary because Trayon was ahead of him going into the end zone. There was no need for his block.
That's going to erase a 38-yard touchdown run by Trayon Smith. And marking that penalty off from the 15. It'll be first and 10 for the Yeoman at the 25-yard line. They still have 53 seconds to work with here in the first half. Twins go to both sides. Ball is on the far hash mark as the Yeoman move toward the clock end zone here at Waco ISD Stadium. Dropping straight back is Nickerson. Sets up, throws across the middle, wide open, caught inside the 15, down to the 11-yard line. Corey Smith, he was hit and dropped immediately, but that's about a 14-yard reception and another first down for the Yeoman inside the Malares Discount Center red zone.
That's going to be there most of the evening.
The Yeoman will spike the ball with 41 seconds remaining and use a down. You know, as quick as the Yeoman work offensively, I didn't see that one coming.
Nope. Maybe they wanted to save a timeout for the field goal. Well, I don't know.
41 seconds left after Nickerson spikes the ball, and it's second down and 10 from the 11-yard line. Twins to both sides. Nickerson dropping back. Has time. No rush whatsoever. Dumps it out left side to Trayon Smith. He is in the end zone. Touchdown, Yeoman.
Well, they brought Aaron Sims all the way across from the left side, like we said a while ago, coming across, and everybody was looking for him. Trayon, just instead of blocking, just slipped out and took the football and went right into the end zone.
There was absolutely no rush, as Reed Nickerson had all day back there to just pick and choose, and that was a pretty slick move by Trayon Smith. It goes 11 for the touchdown, and the Yeoman are up 27-7. Here is the extra point. Eric Sanchez to kick, John Washington to hold. The snap, the hold, and the kick. It is up, and it is good. And with 34 seconds left on the halftime clock, the Yeoman are up 28-7 over the Glen Rose Tigers. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
Nearly all of us have thought about investing, but sometimes we let an old myth discourage us from taking the first step. This is Melanie Sheffield, and I represent the investment firm Edward Jones. One of those old myths is that only the rich invest their money. That's not true. You don't need a fortune to begin investing. All you need is a strategy. Talk to me, Melanie Sheffield, and let Edward Jones help put your money to work for you now. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
To Waco ISD Stadium as the Cameron Yeoman up their lead to 28-7 here with 34 seconds left in the half. The Yeoman in control here. Big defensive play by John Washington set up that 38-yard four-play drive by the Yeoman, capped by the Trayon Smith 11-yard TD catch after Trayon's 38-yard TD run was called back for a block in the back. So he gets his karma there as Trayon gets the touchdown anyway. And the Yeoman go up 28-7. That is your Dons paint and body scoring drive. It was set up by a great defensive play by John Washington. Here's the kickoff. Angle to the far side, fielded at the 15-yard line, and that is Hartman. No, that is, I'm not sure who that is. Oh, that's Dillard, who runs it back up to the about the 29-yard line. So a 15-yard return by Dillard, and the Tigers have 27 seconds remaining. Well, we saw Lane air some out in the pregame, and he's got a great arm. That's one thing you want to do here is play prevent. Twin receivers go to both sides. We've got two deep safeties. And Lane dropping straight back. Sets up. Now he is going to fire one long downfield for Strother. And an interference call coming in there. Strother had a step and probably a wise play by Johnny Alexander. You know, we talk about that. When you get beat, don't let them catch it and go for a touchdown. Do whatever it takes. It's just a 15-yard penalty.
Well, the thing the coaches are next door are concerning is we were in a prevent. We had four. We had two corners and two safeties back. How did one get behind us? That's what they're wondering right this minute.
It's going to be a 15-yard penalty from the line of scrimmage that'll move the ball to the 44-yard line. 20 seconds remaining here in the half. And you might see that two or three more times. Now they've got Trayon Smith out here guarding Strother all by himself, one-on-one, and two really deep safeties now. Dropping straight back is Lane. And there's a pump set up, and now Lane's going to run it. He's across midfield to the 45, to the 40, coming to the near side, trying to turn the corner, and he's going to run out of bounds at the Yo 35-yard line with 7 seconds remaining.
There's a flag on the ground, on the field over there. Coaches up here were yelling in the press box next about something and said, oh, there it goes. So the guy has just thrown the flag. Let's see what the penalty is.
Head ref will make the call here. Lane took the ball and ran it out of bounds at the 35-yard line. That's where the ball is spotted. And here comes the call. It is a dead ball personal foul. So from the 35, the 34, I guess, they'll mark it back to the 49-yard line after the dead ball personal foul, and it's going to be first down and 10 for the Tigers from the 49. 7 seconds remaining in the half. The Yeomen are up 28-7 over the Glen Rose Tigers. Twin receivers go to both sides. Lane, look for Lane to air this one out again. Two deep safeties all the way back at the 30 for the Yeoman. That's Washington and Alexander. Lane dropping straight back and sets up and throws long down the far sideline. And this one is misjudged by the Yeoman, or it could have possibly been picked off down around the 20-yard line. But that's going to do it. As time expires in the first half, the Yeoman have a commanding 28-7 lead over the Glen Rose Tigers. We'll be back with our Germania halftime report after these messages.
Your three E-Series compact tractors are everyday property maintenance workhorses, and at Sioux Falls Prater, they're priced to sell. Get a John Deere 3032E or 3038E compact utility tractor and save $500 with the purchase of two or more John Deere or Frontier implements, plus get 0% financing for 72 months. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you, or see us online at cptractor.com. Offer ends October 31, 2014, subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details. Seal it up for less during November at Anderle Lumber Company in Cameron. Right now, you get fillet spray foam in a 10-ounce can for just $3.49. This handy tool permanently seals cracks and openings. Fill out your spaces with 180% expansion. That space hard to reach? This can spray upside down. So get your can now for just $3.49 while supplies last this November at Anderle Lumber Company, U.S. Highway 190 West in Cameron.
Things happen. You make a wrong choice. Turn down the wrong road. That's when you need a friend, someone you can trust. You need Rock and R Bail Bonds operated by Curtis and Lisa Roden of Cameron. Call Rockin' R Bail Bonds anytime at 254-697-6000. That's 254-697-6000. Rockin' R Bail Bonds offers payment options, including debit and credit cards. Rockin' R Bail Bonds, serving the entire Milam County area. Call 254-697-6000.
This is the Germania Insurance Halftime Report, live from the stadium. Brought to you by Sharon Rubach, your Germania Insurance agent in Cameron.
And welcome back to Waco ISD Stadium as the Cameron Yeomen lead the Tigers from Glen Rose by the score of 28-7 here in Waco ISD Stadium. As this has been really another dominating performance by the Cameron Yeomen. They've had a little trouble in the passing category tonight, but have made up for it with the run. And, Coach, your thoughts on the first half?
Well, we've got to get away from the penalties. Well, our statistician will give you in a few minutes how many we've got, somewhere around 65 or 70 yards in penalties. And two of those have been pretty devastating, even though we have 28 points. We could have a bigger cushion than that. But other than that, the defense is playing well. Their big runs have been up when we've been out covering passes, and they've been able to get the quarterback to running up in the middle where we just have three men rushing, and if your nose guard takes a side, there's a great big hole there, and he's made some yards running. But other than that, the Cameron Yeomen defense has played well. The offense has sputtered because we haven't been able to throw the ball and complete it like we usually do. But with that running game that we've got going, the offensive line doing their job, and Trayon Smith carrying the football, they're down 21 points. They're going to have to do something, and you got to try to keep the Cameron Yeomen from scoring again.
Well, the Tigers will get the ball in the third quarter. They did elect to defer, but it kind of backfired on them when the Yeomen took the opening kickoff back 75 yards. Actually, it was a gross of 80 yards as the handoff was handed off to from Sakori Smith to Aaron Sims back at the 20-yard line. And Aaron takes it the other way down the Yo sidelines for 80 yards and a touchdown to open this game up. And the Yeomen have never relinquished the lead here tonight. Let's turn things over to our statistician, Chandler Barton. And he's got our first half stats for us lined up right there on the iScore scoreboard. How about that? Like that, don't you?
Yes, sir.
That's a lot easier, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's take a look at the first half stats.
Okay. The Yeomen have made 6 first downs and have completed 5 out of 11 passes with 1 interception. The Yeomen have rushed for 133 yards for a total of 192 yards. The Yeomen have 8 penalties for a total of 70 yards. The leading rusher for the Yeomen is Reed Nickerson. No, Trayon Smith with 63 rushing yards and 2 touchdowns. Leading receiver for the Yeomen is Sakori Smith with 60 receiving yards. And the Yeomen have 8 penalties for a total of 70 yards and no fumbles. Glen Rose has 11 first downs and have completed 6 out of 10 passes with no interceptions. They've rushed the ball for 68 yards for a total and threw the ball for 43 yards for a total of 111 yards. The Tigers' leading rusher is Colton Lane, the quarterback, with 40 rushing yards and 1 touchdown. And the leading receiver for the Tigers is Ethan Hartman with 29 receiving yards. The Tigers have 1 penalty for 15 yards and no fumbles in the first half.
All right, there's your first half stats, and we'll get those final numbers for you coming up after the end of the game. But we'll take it down to the sidelines, courtesy now of Ideal Poultry. We'll give a listen to the Yo High School marching band performance here at Waco ISD.
Ladies and gentlemen, the CHO High School Marching Band. Now we stand, spread the yoke with the playing of the pipe song. Suzanne Beavers, Mr. Casey Brown, and Mr. Nestor Rios. We would like to take this time to thank all of the faculty, staff, administration, and all of our other supporters for all of their encouragement and help. Thanks, and go Yo!
All right, there you have the Yo! High School Marching Band with tonight's performance at Waco ISD. And, of course, the presentation of the Yeoman Marching Band every halftime is brought to you by Ideal Poultry Breeding Farms of Cameron. Our halftime score, the Yeoman lead it 28-7 over the Glen Rose Tigers. And we'll take a quick break and be back with more on our Germania Halftime Report right after this.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Is your insurance company taking too big a bite out of your apple? When you're shopping for property insurance, think about coverage, service, and price. Make sure you're getting the most for your money. When you compare apples to apples, you'll see that Germania Insurance delivers outstanding value. Competitive rates, flexible payment options, and discounts. Plus, Germania offers 24/7 customer claim service. Trusted by Texans since 1896. Don't give up service or sacrifice coverage. Compare apples to apples, then choose the outstanding value offered by Germania Insurance.
So when you want to insure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
Welcome back to Waco ISD as the Cameron Yeoman lead the Tigers from Glen Rose by the score of 28-7. Glen Rose having a halftime performance now with their drill team, their band still making their way down. Look at the neon lights wrapping the drums and the tubas.
They're colorful.
They are. Sporting their school colors with red neon. Let's see. Let's take a look at our Oscar Store halftime scoreboard here as the Cameron Yeoman lead the Tigers from Glen Rose by the score of 28-7. Another halftime score, Comanche leading Rockdale 18-14 at the half. And we'll widen our search a little bit and take a look at some more playoff games going on around Central Texas. It is Midway putting it on Tyler Lee, 62-14 at the half. Glen Rose again trailing the Yeoman 28-7. Goldthwaite being shut out by Crawford at the half, 32-0. Here are some finals from around Central Texas. Most of these played last night. Gerald losing to Maypearl, 32-17. Blooming Grove losing to the Rogers Eagles, 35-13. It was Trinidad losing big to number 9 Calvert, 62-16. And Blum put it on Milford, 85-26. Other games that are final. Abbott beats Aquila, 46-0. Let's see. Games to be played tomorrow around the area. Coppers Cove will take on Rockwall. Academy takes on McGregor. That's going to be right here at Waco ISD with a 1 o'clock kickoff. Lago Vista taking on Whitney at Midway Panther Stadium with a 2 o'clock kickoff. The Belton Tigers take on Garland at McLean Stadium in Waco, a 3:30 kickoff. And following that game at McLean Stadium, Shoemaker takes on Rowlett at McLean Stadium. Those are some games and scores. Lots of finals from last night. Lots of Thursday night games, Coach, in that bi-district round because it's so hard to secure a stadium.
Well, it is right this minute because of Central Texas schools. Next week, it won't be near as hard to find a place to play, but you're right. This time of the year, it's very difficult to find a place to go and play.
Well, Coach, what do you think's going on in the locker rooms right now?
Well, the Cameron Yeomen are probably saying we just got to keep doing what we're doing, stay away from penalties. Glenn Rose has gambled two times tonight. Well, actually, they gambled three times, but two times it has cost them, and given the Cameron Yeoman great field position, it has cost them 14 points. They're definitely going to have to run the football because right this minute, the Cameron Yeoman are covering the passing game pretty good. But if they, you know, if all they have to do is go to the passing game, then the Cameron Yeoman are going to be way ahead of the game. So I'm sure they're in there working on trying to figure out what their offensive line figures they can, the best play they can block and make some yardage on a consistent basis. And then they're talking to their defense. Now, the defense has not done bad as far as a pass defense goes. But Corey Smith is just running rampant with that football, and the offensive line is doing a pretty good job. The only way Glen Rose is stopping us is when they start bringing stunts from the inside and the outside, and sometimes we've run right straight into those stunts, and they've just had too many people there to block.
Yeah, and you said Corey, you meant Trayon.
Trayon, excuse me, yeah, Trayon. But I'm sure that the players are kind of sitting down there in the Glen Rose dressing room wondering why are we gambling as many times as we are and giving them the football, and the defense is wondering why they're getting the ball, giving us the ball in such great field position. But I have a feeling that they don't want to give the ball back to Cameron in any way possible, and so they're trying to make a fourth down conversion, and it's backfired on them twice.
Yeah, Yo defense really continuing to play well. And so far, our play of the game may be a defensive play, and that's a John Washington tackle at the 38-yard line on a fourth and one that kept the Tigers from keeping a drive going. And, in fact, it turned the swing the other way because the Yeomen scored four plays later. So a big play defensively that set up Cameron's third touchdown of the night, I think, or maybe that was the fourth touchdown of the night, but it put the Cameron fourth touchdown. Put them up 28-7. You know, when you're down 21-7, Coach, and you get the ball in the third quarter and you say, okay, well, let's go down and score. We're back into this. But it's going to take a little more than that now after they gave that last touchdown.
Yeah, well, it sure is. And if the Cameron Yeoman don't turn the ball over and make some, you know, critical mistakes and keep playing the defense they're playing, that 28-7 lead is going to be hard for them to overcome. And if the Cameron Yeoman also start completing some of those passes to go along with that running game, it's going to be comfortable for the Yeoman in the second half.
Well, we're going to draw a name from our Rattlers third quarter touchdown box and hopefully give a gas card away in the third quarter if we can score a touchdown. The Cameron Yeoman and the Glen Rose Tigers here at the half. The Yeoman are up top 28-7. More on our Germania halftime report after this.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Are you comparing apples to apples on your insurance coverage?
Apples to apples?
Yeah, like making sure you have a great rate and outstanding coverage.
My company says they have the lowest rates, but I'm not sure about coverage.
How about service? When you're shopping for property insurance, do you compare coverage, service, and price to make sure you're getting the most for your money?
I never thought to ask.
Well, Germania Insurance has been insuring Texans for over 100 years.
I do need to do some comparing.
Just make sure you're comparing apples to apples with the right coverage and outstanding rates for property auto and your family.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
Welcome back to Waco ISD Stadium. We'll broaden our search a little bit and give you some more scores courtesy of Oscar Store. It is your halftime scoreboard. We have Round Rock trailing by one to Westlake, 14-13, and that's already into the fourth quarter. College Station is beating up on Hutto, 38-28, with 8 minutes left in the third. Other scores, we have Tyler Lee. We had that one midway, 62. Tyler Lee, 14 at the half.
Let's see. How does a team score 62 points in
a
half?
Coach, you know, keep in mind this is the bi-district round where you're playing top seeds against number four seeds and some weak districts.
But that's Westlake.
It's really difficult. Well, Midway.
Midway.
Yeah, beating Tyler Lee.
Man.
Yeah, 62-14. Let's see. Terrell is beating Hillcrest 14-7. It is Eastview shutting out Bastrop 17-0. Other scores, Pilot Point beating Life School Red Oak, losing to them, 27-21. We have, I'll get to some more local scores here in just a minute. Bryan is beating Maynard 40-13, and that's with 3 minutes left in the first half. Also, it is Mullen beating or losing to Jonesboro 32-24 midway through the third quarter. Oglesby is losing to Richland Springs 38-21. Richland Springs, number four ranked team in the state. Goldthwaite being shut out by Crawford 32-0 at the half. Johnson City has a touchdown edge over Thrall 14-7. That is with 9 minutes left in the first half. We've got Bosqueville being shut out by Tolar 14-0 at the half. Lovelady beating Kearns 10-8. Just the start of the third quarter there. Lorena losing to Cold Spring 21-14. That's a halftime score. And get a load of this. Shepherd is beating Fairfield at the half 16-14. Waco Connolly is up on Madisonville 21-7 at the half. Coach Smithville. You know that they had that week 10 game with Salado, and the winner went to the playoffs.
Yes,
Salado was 0-9. Smithville was 1-8. Smithville won that game against Salado. Apparently, that momentum's working. They are only behind by 3 at the half to Belleville, so they're all in that game right now.
My goodness!
All right, let's see. I just lost my place. Let's see. We'll have to scroll back down. Crockett is tied with Trinity at the half, 7-7. Mildred being shut out by Dublin, 40-0. It is Hempstead 7-0 over Luling. That is into the third quarter already. The Robinson Rockets getting back on the winning side of things, it looks like. They are up on Burney 38-14 at the half. The Taylor Ducks into the playoffs, but they are trailing the Burnett Bulldogs 21-10. At the half. La Vega trailing Canyon Lake 21-12. That's a halftime score. And Liberty Hill is beating China Spring 24-14 at the half. And let's see. We've got Brownwood trailing Graham 33-11. Another halftime score for you. Those are games that are in action tonight in the first round of the high school football playoffs. As the Tiger Band continues their performance on the field, we will take one more timeout for our halftime sponsor and be back to wrap it up with our halftime show here at Waco ISD. Again, our halftime score, the Yeoman leading the Glen Rose Tigers 28-7 at the half.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Are you comparing apples to apples on your insurance coverage?
Apples to apples?
Yeah, like making sure you have a great rate and outstanding coverage.
My company says they have the lowest rates, but I'm not sure about coverage.
How about service? When you're shopping for property insurance, do you compare coverage, service, and price to make sure you're getting the most for your money?
I never thought to ask.
Well, Germania Insurance has been insuring Texans for over 100 years.
I do need to do some comparing.
Just make sure you're comparing apples to apples with the right coverage and outstanding rates for property, auto, and your family.
So when you want to insure the good things in life, trust your
877-467-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
Welcome back to Waco ISD as the Cameron Yeoman and the Glen Rose Tigers are getting set for second half action, and we will wrap it up here on our Germania Halftime Report. We'll be back in just a moment. We'll draw a name from that Rattlers third quarter touchdown box and hopefully give away a $30 gas card in the third quarter if the Yeoman can score a touchdown. And, of course, the second half kickoff coming up in just a moment as we wrap up the Germania Halftime Report. 28-7, Yeoman.
The Germania Insurance Halftime Report. Game nights on KMIL during Cameron Yeoman football. The second half of tonight's game is next.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Are we on? I guess we're back on. As the Cameron Yeoman and the Glen Rose Tigers get ready to go at it here in the second half. Glen Rose, coach, got quite a mountain to climb. If the Yeoman just keep taking care of business, they should have no problems here.
Well, the Cameron Yeoman just can't turn the football over and can't give up big plays. And the defense has been doing a pretty good job of that. The offense has not been turning the ball over. So unless they give Glen Rose some hope and turn it over deep in there into the field, the Cameron Yeoman, if they come back out and play like they did in the first half, are going to have a good handle on this ball game.
Well, we have drawn a name for our third quarter touchdown, Rattlers touchdown quarter, and Kathy Pratt is the name we have drawn. If the Cameron Yeoman score a touchdown in the third quarter, Kathy, you win that $30 gas card from Rattlers at 4th and Travis in Cameron. Well, Coach, the winner of this game plays a very formidable opponent next week in Teague. Teague, I think they in Teague like to call it Tig.
Yeah.
So we'll call them Tig, they are already advancing to the second round after their big win over Koontz last night by the score of 76-42. You can scroll through these numbers and see that here are some game totals that Tig has put up: 76 points in week one against Lexington, 61 in week two against Mahia. They put 40 up in week three, 49 in week four, 62 in week five, 72 in week six. They have put up 63 in week seven, 50 in week eight, 49 in week nine, 55 in week 10, and 76 last night. I mean, they are an offensive machine.
They are. I don't know what that average is, but it's got to be over 50 points a game.
They are racking up the points. Now,
yes,
on the other end of that, their defense has not been as shining. They have given up a whole lot of points, 34 to Caldwell. They gave up 35 to Malakoff. Of course, Malakoff is a ranked team in 2A as well. They gave up 42 against Koontz last night. They've given up 19 to Elkhart, 33 to Lexington, 32 to Mahia. So their defense has also been suspect, but, boy, they've just outscored their opponents big time.
Well, that's what they're counting on. Just score, 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 and hoping the other team will make a mistake, because evidently they don't make many. And when you've got an offense that can put that many points on the board, you really want to be able to play some defense, but evidently they haven't needed it so far this year.
Well, the Yeoman making their way back onto the field again. Kathy Pratt is the name we have drawn. If the Yeoman can score a touchdown in the third quarter, Kathy, you win that $30 gas card from Rattlers at 4th and Travis in Cameron. Again, our halftime has been brought to you by Sharon Ruback, your Germania insurance agent, and the Ohio School Marching Band performance brought to you by Ideal Poultry. You also heard your Oscar Store halftime scoreboard. Lots of playoff games across the area tonight. A lot of games have already taken place last night. The winner of this one takes on Tig next week. I think that place has been determined, but I can't remember where.
I have not heard.
But I think it's already been determined. If the Yeoman continue here on and win this one. And, of course, we're the voice of the fighting Cameron Yeoman throughout the playoffs again this year. We had us a new experience Tuesday night. How about How about that volleyball game?
Volleyball game. I'll tell you one thing. You go to calling volleyball, and you better be quick-tongued. I'm going to tell you that.
Well, that was, you know, that was our first rodeo with that, and yep. heard some. Let's call it nice comments.
Well, that was good.
You know, I think they might have, you know, felt a little for us, but you know, they could tell what was going on, and that's what we're here for.
Well, so. we've learned that you don't do a play-by-play. With names and everything else when you're doing the volleyball game. You got to give them a general picture, and when somebody does something outstanding, then you bring their name in. But that trying to bounce 12 names around while that ball's going is a little difficult.
Yeah. Well, we had our first taste of that Tuesday night. Unfortunately, the Lady Yo bowed out of the playoffs in that match, but what a great season for the Lady Yo. You know, they knocked off West in the first round, and West, I think, was 32-0 on
the
season.
That's correct.
So what a great season for the Lady O. They're young. They've got a lot of returners coming back next year, so we're looking we're already thinking about honing our skills a little bit for the playoffs next year.
That's right.
Yes, sir. At least you know, color's color. I can, you know, it's color is color.
Yes, you can do color.
You're the one that's going to have to hone your skills a little bit. That playoff, that play-by-play is, you know, I've always said I just don't feel the confidence to call volleyball or basketball. I'm the same way with basketball. I don't know. The robber did it all those years, and I never even got a taste of it.
Yeah.
So
he did it well, too.
Yeah, he did. Anyway, the teams are back out onto the field, and our third quarter is about to get underway. Kathy Pratt, if we score a touchdown in the third quarter, you win that gas card from Rattlers. Our third quarter is brought to you by Jeff Gellner and the staff at 10-4 Logistics in Cameron. Proud to support Yeoman football, supporting the youth of Milam County in academics and athletics. Again, thanks to VVM, our streaming service provider tonight. If you are listening by way of Internet, it is all courtesy of VVM Internet Services of Temple, gateway to the information highway. Well, let's see. The Jaleel Pope will tee it up for the Yeoman. As here in the third quarter, the Yeoman will have that light north breeze at their back and will be moving from our left to right here in the third quarter as we sit in the Waco ISD press box. Nice facilities,
yes,
by the
sir.
Way.
Cameron, your defense needs to come out and put a shutdown to the Tigers.
Here's the kickoff by Pope. It's going to be angled to the far side and fielded at about the 22-yard line. And that is Hartman, I believe, and he is spun down at about the 33, and that's where the Tigers will open up their first drive of this third quarter.
Stop being made over there by Luna. On the kickoff, made a sure tackle right about the 33-yard line. Cameron Yeoman covering the kickoff a lot better this time.
First and 10 for the Tigers from the 33-yard line. They'll send Strother wide to the left. And Twins go wide to the right. Now Hartman is checking out of the lineup. Two backs in the backfield. We've got an illegal substitution against the offense, so that's going to back up the Tigers 5 yards to start their drive here in the third quarter. I'm not telling you
what. Penalties. Statisticians.
Okay. Got them. All right. Two backs in the backfield with Lane. That is Kelly Reynolds and Sheffield. Twin receivers to the right, one to the left. And dropping straight back his lane, he is flushed and missed by Jesse Valdez and makes the throw up to Sheffield at the 35, and he spins up to the 36-yard line. That's going to be a pickup of about 8 yards, and it's going to set up a second down and 7 after that 5-yard penalty.
Well, the Cameron Yeoman, you can rush the guy, but all you have to do is grab him. And we tried to go in and punish him and let him get the pass away.
Second down and 7 for the Tigers from the 36-yard line. Trips to the near side. And one man wide to the right. Lane is going to hand off to Hartman around the right side. And he's run out of bounds by Darryl Flores at about the 40-yard line. They'll mark him out at the 39-yard line. So that's only a pickup of about 3 yards. And it sets up a third down and 4. Opening drive of the third quarter. I remember back when the coin was tossed, the Tigers won the toss and elected to defer, and this is why right here. You get the ball first in the third. Third down and four for the Tigers from just inside their own 40. Trips to the left, one to the right. And they're checking the sideline for the play, and now apparently going to change it. It's Ethan Hartman in the backfield with Colton Lane, and Lane will roll left, and he throws long downfield. There's Dillard there. Great coverage out there, and it's broken up by Johnny Alexander down around the Yo 35-yard line.
He covered that play very well. They brought the outside receiver down and in. They brought the inside receiver up the sideline, and Alexander was right there on top of the play.
Well, it looks like they're going to line up, but I can almost I'll bet the house that Lane will back up and do a quick kick here. Maybe not. Well, they're trying to draw the yeoman off on that first initial snap count.
They've been gambling all first half.
And it has not paid off for them. In fact, the yeomen have really stuffed it and turned them into points. Here we go. As Lane steps back and does the quick kick, it's an end-over-end line drive that's going to take a good bounce inside the 30 down to about the 26-yard line. And the yeoman will have it first and 10 from that point.
And the yeoman will take that kind of field position.
At the 26-yard line, first and 10 for the yeoman. First drive for the yeoman here in the second half. As the Tigers were three and out using only a minute and 6 seconds of that third quarter.
It'll be interesting to see what they're going to do defensively. They kept trying to run a 3-1, and they'd run a 3-3. And they brought a lot of heat from the outside, so I'm sure they're going to try to continue that, because if they don't, we're going to run the football.
Trips go wide to the right, Twins to the left, and an empty backfield for Reed Nickerson. First and 10 from the Yo 26-yard line, and it's going to be a run play by Nickerson around the right side, and he is going to stiff arm and get around the corner of the 30 and out of bounds right at the 30-yard line. It's like they may give him the 31-yard line.
Well, they brought a stunt from the outside. As soon as they saw we had only one man in the backfield, they took the defensive end and brought him inside, brought the outside linebacker up, and rushed both of them.
That is a five-yard pickup, second and five now for the yeoman. Ball is on the right hash mark as the yeoman move from north to south here at Waco ISD. A direct snap to Trayon Smith, and he's across the 35. Breaks to the outside, and he's wide open, the 40, 45, midfield. It's a foot race down the 40, the 35, the 30, down to the 20, and out of bounds at the 16-yard line, Trayon Smith adding to his totals tonight with that long gallop. We'll get the total on that run in a moment. 53 yards by Trayon. First and 10 inside the Mallaire's Discount Center red zone for the yeoman.
Well, the Tigers had gone to a four-man line, and it did them no good.
Nickerson on a quick pass inside to Sakori Smith. He fumbles the – no.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he fumbled it. The yeoman picked it up and was trying to get away and could not. That was Alex Ibarra who actually picked up the fumble. It's going to be a net gain of about 2 yards. So a completion, a fumble, a recovery – and basically a recovery and no gain by Alex Ibarra. Second down and 8 for the yeoman.
They have gone to school on that play, and they have been all over it all night long.
Trips go to the wide side of the field. It is a handoff to Trayon Smith around the left side, and Trayon is wrestled down after a short gain, maybe a yard. He'll get to the 13-yard line. And it's going to be third down and 7 for the yeoman.
You can either say that was good defense by the Tigers, or we rested on offense because they were all over him that time.
Inside the Mallaire's Discount Center red zone, the yeoman have it third down and 7 from the Tiger 13-yard line. This is their first drive of this third quarter as the yeoman lead it 28-7. That was our halftime score. Wide receivers, 2 to each side for the yeoman. Smith in the backfield, Nickerson going to throw. Stepping straight back. Sets up. Throws left side. This one is caught at the four. Fumbled and picked up. Aaron Sims made the catch, the fumble, and the recovery out of bounds. He'll give up about 4 yards after the catch back to the 8-yard line, and it's going to be fourth down and 2 now for the Yeoman.
He had the first down, but the defender came over and slapped the ball out of his hand, and he went back and retrieved it.
So the Yeoman have fumbled here twice, but have recovered their own fumbles to keep this drive going. Now it's fourth and 2 from the 8-yard line. They need the 6 for a first or 8 for a score. Here we go. Twins to both sides. The ball is on the left hash mark. Trayon Smith to the right of Nickerson in the backfield. Had a direct snap to Smith. He runs into traffic, and he's not going to get it.
No, they were waiting for that. I was watching their linebackers. The middle linebacker was instructing everybody to what to be looking for, and they were keying on number 24. And that direct snap, our line did not move at all.
He got 1 yard on the carry. He needed 2, and it's going to be turned over on downs as the Tigers hold the Yeoman inside their own 10-yard line.
Well, the defense has got them pinned up now. You can just keep them down in this end of the field, give the offense a golden opportunity to get the ball and start working in four-down territory.
8:56 left here in the third quarter. Tigers have it first and 10 now from their own 8-yard line. That's where the Yeoman drive stalled out. Twin receivers go to both sides for the Tigers. And now one of those from the right side goes in motion. Pass over the left side is caught, and breaking a tackle goes Ethan Hartman. He is across the 40, breaks another tackle. John Washington trying to run him down and finally does so all the way down at the Yeo 33-yard line.
Well, two Cameron Yeoman converged on him right back here on the 40-yard line, and they ran into each other and bounced, knocked each other off of the tackle and turned him loose.
60 yards on that play by Hartman all the way to the Yeo 33-yard line.
Did a good job of keeping his balance and running with that football.
Yes, he did, and it's a first and 10 for the Tigers. Yeoman had him held back at the 8. Twin receivers to both sides. Sheffield, the back. This is a pass play to Hartman again. This time he acted like he was a little bit low on fuel. And he goes down after about a yard pickup. Second down and 9 now for the Tigers from the 32.
Alexander out there on the stop.
Twin receivers to both sides. Ball on the near hash mark. Second down and 9 from the 32. Lane wants to throw. Steps back, sets up. Now he's flushed and he'll run it. And he fakes out Ibarra at the 30, gets down inside the 25 to the 23-yard line. And that's going to be enough for first and 10. I do believe it will move the chains.
Well, the Cameron Yeoman with their three-man front, if your nose guard takes a side and doesn't rush right straight up the field, if he takes a side, then that opens up the distance between the defensive end and him. And that's where the quarterback took off and ran. He's going to find lots of yardage. You've got to keep those rushing lanes covered. You can't be going and taking sides and opening up holes.
Here's the strong pistol set handoff to the tailback around the left side. That is Hartman, and he is inside the 20 down to the 15-yard line.
Number 9 just went and butted one of the Cameron Yeoman in the back of the head. The official sitting there never said a word or even saw it. Number 9 is their blocking fullback.
And the fans down below, as you hear them say, what are you doing? Or maybe that was our coaches beside
us. Our
coaches
next door. And what they want to know is what the officials were looking at.
Apparently not that, huh? Second down and 2 for the Tigers from the Yeo 15-yard line. They'll send twins to both sides. It is Sheffield in the backfield with Lane. And he'll take the snap and wants to throw again. Sets up, pumps, and now he will take it and run it. Inside the 10, down to the 5, and stumbles without being touched to the 3-yard line.
I'm telling you once again, you have got to keep that nose guard. Has got to stay right in the middle of the center so he can go right or left and your two defensive ends are trying to contain him. Your linebackers are bailing out of there to cover the pass. And if that nose guard doesn't stay right in front of the center, it opens up a gigantic hole, and this quarterback is running with it.
Ball spotted at the four, where it is first and goal for the Tigers. They've got Hartman in the backfield with Lane. From the near hash mark, and Hartman will get the handoff around the left side. He cuts up field, and he dives to the one-yard line. Dangerously tried to stretch the ball out during that tackle, but held on to it.
Well, they have found something over our defensive right side, their left offensive side. They're taking advantage of it because they're making good yardage.
Second and goal from the one-yard line for the Tigers. An empty backfield for Lane. He'll send Hartman in motion, and he'll keep it over the right side. He is hit and trying to dive backwards into the end zone, but cannot. There's a scuffle in the end zone, and the officials, these set of officials are not in any way flag happy.
No, they're not.
They are. They have a high tolerance, let's put it that way. It's going to be third down and goal from inside the one-yard line. Hartman in the backfield with Lane again. Man in motion, and the direct snap. It's a fumble in the yeoman, or there's a scramble for it, I think. The Tigers got it back at the five-yard line.
Well, there were three of us there, and none of us could get on the ball.
I'm not sure where that exchange came from, but it was not a clean exchange, and the yeoman, three of the yeoman
were right there.
Right there, and it just squirted out. That ball takes funny bounces, doesn't it? Fourth and goal from the five-yard line. Here we go. Again, Hartman in the backfield. Trips wide to the right. Nobody wide left. Hartman will send a man in motion out of the left side, but he's going to keep it. No, he's going to throw it over the middle. This one is almost intercepted. Johnny Alexander had a bobble on it, but couldn't come up with it. But it goes over on downs, and the yeomen have held inside their own 10-yard line.
Well, he took the ball and started running right towards his line of scrimmage, and one of the receivers was coming across, and he tried to get the pass to him in the end zone, but Alexander was all over it.
5:03 left in our third quarter, and now the Yo defense has returned the favor after the Tiger defense held the Yeoman inside the Tiger 10. Now the Yeoman have held the Tigers inside the Yo 10 and will take over first and 10 from their own 5. Trayon Smith in the backfield. Twin receivers to each side for Reed Nickerson.
Four-man line.
And the snap clears the handoff to Trayon, and he is up across the 5. He takes a 360 spin, and then he is really hit hard. As he comes out of that 360, you're kind of vulnerable on your balance, and Trayon Smith paid for it then at the 10-yard line.
Nice pickup on first down.
That in your own end of the field, you'll take that all day long. Second down and 5 for the Yeoman from the 10-yard line. Trayon still in the game. Twin receivers to each side.
They're giving us one-on-one to the other side.
And the handoff. No, it's a reverse to Aaron Sims coming around. He is up across the 15, the 20, the 25, and down at the 30-yard line goes Aaron Sims. That is a 20-yard run by Aaron Sims on the reverse.
Well, I like to give our offensive line credit for that one, but I'm going to tell you that those quick feet and in-and-out running by Aaron Sims made all that play possible.
Twin receivers to each side. Now they'll send Jordan Wells loading up the left side with three receivers. Vincent Vargas alone wide to the right.
And we're sitting out here one-on-one, Joe.
First and 10 from the 30. And the handoff goes to John Washington, the running back now. He's across the 35 up to the 38-yard line. A pickup of 8 yards for the Yeoman.
See, they had the safety almost over the hash mark, and the only guy out here on our wide receiver was the cornerback, which means there's a lot of green grass deep if that safety's going to stay there and try to stop the running game.
Trips again wide to the left. Second down and 2 for the Yeoman. And a handoff, no. This is going to be a pass as Nickerson will now be flushed out of the pocket And he's given up a lot of yardage, and he's going to be sacked all the way back at the 25, 27-yard line.
Should have thrown the football away. Had an opportunity to throw it away and tried to spin out and make something happen, and it's a big loss.
A 10-yard loss, and it's third down and 12 now for the Yeomen. They need the 40. The ball is actually closer to the 27. We'll call it. They need about 12 and a half yards for a first.
Yeomen have been real sluggish here in the third quarter.
Yeah, there's been no score. Score is still 28 to 7. Nickerson dropping straight back. Sets up, throws long down the middle for Corey Smith. And Corey, it hits him in the hands down at the 40, and he drops the ball. And nobody's more upset than with Corey than Corey himself.
Well, Reed Nickerson just took a late hit, and he turned around and looked at the referee like, are you kidding me? No flag was thrown. But he was hit two counts after he'd thrown the football.
So the Yeomen will have to punt it away here. As Trey Lewis, I think this may be our, is this our first punt of the night?
It is.
Here's the snap, and Lewis gets it off. It's a low line drive that's going to go over the head of Strother. He feels it back at the 26-yard line, and he's going to get up to about the 28, and that's it. So they just totally misjudged the distance on that punt.
Great coverage that time by the Cameron Yeoman, number 22, which was Titus Lewis, was the first man down there, and number 54 was right there beside him. Good coverage.
2:08 remaining here in the third quarter, and we are at risk of not giving that gas card away here tonight. First and 10 for the Tigers at their own 28-yard line. As they will send trip receivers, kind of a wad of receivers, wide to the left. One man split out wide to the right is Strother. And an empty backfield.
Is confused.
And an empty backfield for Lane. He'll take the snap, dropping straight back, sets up, throws long down the right side for Strother, but it's too tall. Well, there might be not a flag. As Strother was making a dive for that, comes up empty.
Well, he was behind our cornerback on that side. Yeah, we're sitting out there just one-on-one, and he just took off running and just outran our cornerback, and the pass was just a little overthrown.
Second down and 10 for the Tigers from their own 28. This time we've got a three-back offense, and the handoff is to the pistol back. That's Hartman, and he will run left side. There is a flag that is thrown down. A lot of pushing and shoving going on down here after the tackle. The run nets about 2 yards up to the 30, but the flag is going to probably go against the Tigers. It was thrown in that area of holding.
Again, Lewis and Luna made the tackle.
They'll back the Tigers up 10 yards. And it'll be second down and 10 for the Tiger, and 20 now for the Tigers after the penalty moves them back to the 18-yard line. They need the 38 for a first. A minute 55 left here in our third quarter. Our third quarter tonight is brought to you by Jeff Gilner and the staff at 10-4 Logistics in Cameron, proud to support the Cameron Yeomen in the state playoffs. Trips go wide to the right, one to the left. And Lane wants to roll right and throws one on the run. Nobody there. One receiver had fallen down. Another was guarded very well. And it falls harmlessly up around the 35, and it sets up a third and 20.
Got a defensive end going out.
That is Lance Green checking out, and for
Thompson,
the Yeomen checking in, that's Noah Kostrin. Here we go. Twins go to both sides now as dropping straight back is Lane. And he is hit by first by sacked, first by Ryan Cullen, and then taken down by Jesse Valdez at the 13-yard line.
Well, Costrin came around on a looping blitz. He came outside the end and brought a lot of pressure, and as soon as he did, quarterback tried to run up the middle. Was it Valdez that was there?
It sets up a fourth down and 24. And obviously this is, you know, a punting situation. Hartman will be back to do the punting. And the yeoman should come out of this inside Tiger territory. Here's the punt. It's a good one. Nose over angle to the far side, and it's going to take a roll out of bounds at about midfield. That's where they'll mark it, midfield, and that's where the yeoman will take over, first and 10. And we have some, is that some acting going on down there?
Yeah, there's some real good. Well, he was one of the blockers.
That is Hartman, actually, who is hurt. He's the punter.
Well, it's his punting leg, so evidently he came down on it strangely. And So the Cameron Yeoman have 59 seconds to score so we can get ready that gas card.
Yes, sir, and they can do it. That's not a problem, is it?
The main thing is that we go score because we have been very sluggish here in the third quarter.
Twin receivers go to both sides for the Yeoman. I think that's John Washington in the backfield. And dropping straight back is Nickerson over the middle. Wide open. It's caught at the 35 by Aaron Sims. He comes to the near side. He could go all the way. Well, no, that's Jordan Wells.
Jordan Wells.
Inside
the
20, the 15, and out of bounds at the 15-yard line. Man, Jordan Wells was wide open across the middle.
Well, we cleared him out and brought him across. And when you do that, they have been worried about us getting deep all night long. And when you clear them out and let the linebackers rush, there's a big hole in there, and that's where Jordan Wells came across and made the catch.
39 yards on that connection. 35 yards, that is, and it's a first and 10 inside the Mallaire's Discount Center red zone at the 15-yard line. Nickerson alone in the backfield. He'll hand off to Washington, who was at the slot position. Washington changes directions, coming back this side. He's inside the 10, down to the 5-yard line. And at that point, gang tackled, but not before he picks up 10 yards, and it's first and goal for the Yeoman.
Reed Nickerson.
Oh, and we've got a penalty. Reed Nickerson.
Oh, me, another
holding against the Yeoman. That's going to erase a 10-yard run by Washington.
Well, Reed Nickerson got a very good block over here that sprung the running back. He was supposed to take the ball and go all the way to the left side, and it was just clogged up, so he came back to the right, and when he did, Reed Nickerson was sitting there and picked off the linebacker.
Well, we are under 25 seconds here in the third quarter. Trips go wide to the left, one to the right is Vincent Vargas. First down and 20 for the Yeoman, and it's a draw play to John Washington, and he will lose yardage.
Yes, there was not. That play was not blocked very well at all. They came pouring through, and he never had a prayer.
That's going to do it for the third quarter. We'll carry that gas card over to next week and hopefully give it away next week if we're still playing, and hopefully we'll be still playing. That's the end of the third quarter. After three, the Yeoman remain up 28-7 over the Glen Rose Tigers. We're back in 30 seconds.
Fall is perfect for getting cozy, and that makes it the perfect time to call Cox's Heating and AC for a new Lennox home comfort system. And right now, receive a rebate up to $1,700 on your qualifying Lennox purchase. Call Cox's Heating and AC, 254-697-4252 today. That's 254-697-4252 for the perfect sale on a system that can make you comfortable this season and throughout the entire year. License number TACLB-009432E. Lennox, innovation never felt so good.
105.1 The Ranch is KMIL Cameron Rockdale Taylor.
We are back as the Cameron Yeoman and the Glen Rose Tigers get set for fourth quarter action. The Yeoman are up 28-7 after a scoreless third quarter and have been backpedaling after getting to the Tiger 15-yard line. They are all the way back to the 32, where it is second down at 27. They need the 5-yard line for a first. Here we go.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Trips go wide to the left, one to the right. Now we are moving right to left here in the fourth quarter. As Nickerson drops straight back, quick pass over the middle. It is wide open, but he misfires to Aaron Sims, throws it behind him at the 20-yard line. Had he thrown that ball on Aaron's stride, there's no telling what would have happened.
No, he'd gone in the end zone. I have already have his path. I can see it going into the end zone from here.
I think Aaron could, too. He was pretty disappointed in that one.
Reed's been a little erratic here in this football game.
Well,
Cameron Yeoman lead at 28-7.
Trips go wide left, one man wide to the right. It is third down and 27 for the Yeoman. Obviously, four-down territory, they'd like to get some of that back here. Nickerson dropping straight back, rushed, flushed out of the pocket, rolling right, throws on the run, and finds a man down inside the 20 at the 19-yard line. That was Vincent Vargas, who made a great scramble route for Reed to get over there toward the Yo sideline and break open and give him a target.
Well, Nickerson was right on the money with that pass.
Yes, he was. That is a gain of about 13. And it's fourth down and 14 now for the Yeoman. From the 19-yard line inside the Belairs Discount Center red zone once again. Here we go. We need the 5 at least to keep this drive going. If we get to the 5, we might as well get to the goal line. Trips go wide left. Nickerson dropping back. And he throws one across the middle. There's Vincent Vargas. Touchdown, Yeoman.
Well, he just went down and broke inside of that cornerback, and he was wide open.
So finally, the Yeoman find the red end zone of Waco ISD Stadium on that 19-yard catch by Vincent Vargas on a fourth down at 14.
Well, that was two back-to-back fine passes by Reed Nickerson and two fine catches.
And here we go as Washington will hold for Eric Sanchez. His leg's probably gotten a little cold. But this one is up and good. And with 11:42 left in the game, the Yeoman up there lead 35-7 over Glen Rose. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sean Barron from Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen. And we love to support excellence in athletics and excellence in life. We would be honored to take care of you and your orthodontic needs. And in light of the ups and downs we all face in this uncertain economy, we have developed new financial plans as low as $117 a month. Wherever you are and whatever you are doing, always remember to smile at the world.
Welcome back as the Cameron Yeoman put together a 6-play, 50-yard drive. A 39-yard Wells catch in this drive. Then the Yeoman started going backwards again, but back-to-back completions from Reed Nickerson. Both to Vincent Vargas, as a matter of fact. The capper was the 19-yard Vargas catch for the touchdown on fourth down and 14. The extra point was good, and the Yeoman are up 35-7. There is your Don's paint and body scoring drive. The fifth one of the night for the Yeoman. Our fourth quarter tonight brought to you by the Yo Athletic Booster Club, supporting the Cameron Yeoman both on and off the field. Become a member. Join the Booster Club, meeting Mondays at 7 at the Yo High Fieldhouse. Here we go as Jaleel Pope tees it up, and he boots it a long line drive that hits at the 28 and will roll out of bounds. I think he kind of missed that one because it kind of went into a spiral motion toward the Yo sidelines, and it goes out of bounds at the 22, and the option lies with the Tigers.
Well, I feel sure they're going to take the ball to 30. Oh, they're going to make them kick it again.
So they will back it up to the 35 and re-kick. Mm-hmm. checking in on some scores. Rockdale now pulling out in front of Comanche. 34-18 is that score. Buna is beating Malakoff 28-24 with about 6 minutes left in that game. That would be an upset, as I think Buna is the number three seed out of their district. Malakoff the number two seed, as Tigg was the number one seed.
That's right. Upset in the making right there.
And Malakoff ended the regular season ranked ninth in the state. Hallettsville is beating Lyford 30-6. Let's see. And right here, it's 35-7. Yeoman in control early in the fourth quarter. So Jaleel Pope will tee it up from the 35 and boot it away. This time it's angled to the other side, and it's going to hit at the 30. And then a Tiger had to really hustle and fall on it because Vincent Vargas was closing in fast.
And did you see what Luna did on the sideline over here? He was sitting here, and one of those red shirts was going to try to take a shot at him after the whistle, and he ran into the wrong shoulder, and he put him on the sideline. I mean, he put him on that Tiger sideline in a hurry. There's been a lot of that stuff going on here tonight.
First and 10 for the Tigers from their own 32-yard line. Twins go to both sides, as Lane will drop straight back and throw across the middle, moderately deep, caught at the 43, and up to the 45-yard line is Strother, and he is slow getting up. It's about a 13-yard catch, I believe, by Strother.
Well, I'll tell you what I noticed. I noticed that our nose guard did not take a side. He stayed right there in front of the center the whole time, not giving the quarterback any chance to run.
First and 10 from the 45-yard line now. And the handoff is to Hartman coming near side, and he is drugged down behind the line of scrimmage by Ryan Cullen, a loss of 2 yards.
Ryan came through and got in front of both of those blocking linemen that were pulling and made the play. Beautiful defense.
Second down and 12 now for the Tigers. Strother will go wide left along with Hartman. It is Sheffield in the backfield with Lane. And wide to the right is Drayton Williams. Now adding to the backfield is Branham. And now there's a timeout. Confusion on the next play, I guess. The Tigers use their first timeout here of the second half, and we'll take a break with them. 35-7, the Yeoman lead at 10:36 left in the game. You're listening to Yo Football on the Ranch.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. If you're ready to get back on the road, go by McElrath Motors, located by the underpass on Highway 36 in Cameron. You will find vehicles with low mileage and high MPG. Stop by and talk to the boys. Take a test drive. Make this stop your best investment. Call them at 254-697-4655. You'll be glad you did. So, on the road again. Can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome back after a Tiger timeout. The Tigers are back on the field facing a second down and 12 from their own 43-yard line. Yeoman lead it 35-7. Temperature hasn't done much here in Waco tonight. It's remained at about 40 degrees since kickoff. Trips go wide to the left. The handoff is to Hartman. No, Lane will keep it up the middle. And he is up to about the 49-yard line. Well, that's a gain of 6. And it sets up a third down and 6 for the Tigers.
Ryan Cullen on the stop.
Again, the Tigers go twins to the left, one to the right. And Sheffield in the backfield with Lane. They need the Yo 45. And Lane will pass it right out the right side to Sheffield. He's got it. And out of bounds at the 40-yard line. And there comes a flag after that.
Number 9, the guy who was carrying the football, who had been headbutting people after the play was over, just got caught. He caught the pass, and he just got caught doing some more of that stuff extracurricular.
Well, from the 36-yard line where he was run out of bounds, actually, that was, I think, Jacob Smitherman that took the brunt of that on the sideline there. Personal foul against the Tigers from the 36. He'll mark it back to the 49 of the Tigers. But it will be a first and 10. As the Tigers will send Twins to the left and to the right. Kind of a stacked formation on the right side. And now Dillard will go in motion to the left side. Lane rolling left and throws left, but he throws it in the turf.
Well, there's a Cameron Yeoman down there trying to say what is going on because he was being held. I mean, he was trying to get away, and the guy was running right behind him and had hold of him, and he couldn't get loose. And nobody threw a flag, and he's kind of saying, like, what is going on here?
Second down and 10 from the Tiger 49-yard line. Three receivers to the right, one to the left, and Lane dropping back, looking right now, throws left over the left side to Hartman, incomplete at about the midfield mark.
That pass was down around his knees, and he had a little trouble getting hold of it.
And it's third and 10. 9:48 left in the game. Don't forget, Friday night finals coming your way after our broadcast tonight. Hopefully, we will have a chat with Coach Rick Rhodes in our post-game show here tonight. We'll also have highlights for you and final stats, our MVP, and the play of the game all coming up in the post-game. Sheffield in the backfield with Lane as they send two receivers to each side. On a third down and 10, Lane dropping straight back, throws over the middle, and this one's broken up by Jalon Bryant, intended for Strother at about the 40-yard line.
Great defensive play that time. He stayed right with him all the way. And you know they're not going to punt it.
Fourth down and 10. Prevent defense will be in here to try to prevent the Tigers from getting the first. Ball is at the Tiger 49-yard line.
I'll tell you, we've done an excellent job when we've pressed those receivers, got right in their face, and made it hard for them to get open.
And Lane will drop back, looking right, and he throws down the middle, and it's caught by Sheffield down inside the 35 at the 30-yard line, and it'll move the chains on a fourth and 10. They get 20.
Well, one of our cornerbacks over here got turned around. Just flat got turned around and turned the receiver loose.
21 yards on the catch by Sheffield, and he has been the workhorse that Lane has gone to through the air in this drive. Trips go wide to the left. He's one of them. Dropping back is a handoff to no. Lane will keep it. He is crunched at about the 28-yard line, a pickup of two. Second down and 8 from the Yo 28-yard line.
That's Valdez, Ryan Cullen, and big number 78, Jesse Valdez on that stop.
Twins to the left, Trips to the right, Sheffield the slot receiver to the right. Alone in the backfield, Lane dropping straight back. And he dumps one to Strother. Oh. He breaks a tackle against three Yeoman, gets inside the 15, breaks another, still on his feet inside the 10, down to the 8-yard line.
That is just poor, poor tackling by the Cameron Yeoman.
22 yards on that one.
Mm-mm-mm. And then we started trying to strip the ball around the 15-yard line, and he picked up another 7 yards down to the 8.
22 yards, and it's first and goal for the Tigers. 35-7, the Yeoman lead this game. But you'd like to see the defense stand up here. They have already held the Tigers inside the 5-yard line, first and goal. Lane will roll to his right, looking for a receiver, and throws one incomplete, intended for Hartman, and that was Darryl Flores making a diving effort.
Well, they came out, and they lined up in a strong formation, and then they broke four receivers out to the right side, and the Cameron Yeoman had not seen that. They've been flipping their offense defensive line from side to side, and all of a sudden, they did a pretty good job of covering all that mess that was sitting out there that they hadn't seen before.
Ryan Cullen has limped off of the field and is being looked at by trainers. It is second and goal from the 8. Lane looking right and looking across the middle now. And this one is almost intercepted. Johnny Alexander dove in the end zone and almost came up with the interception.
That's the second one he's almost come up with.
And it's third and goal from the eight.
Cameron Yeoman not getting much of a rush on the quarterback right this minute. The offensive line is doing a pretty good job for him.
Trips wide to the right. That's the wide side of the field. Ball on the left hash mark. Twins to the left. Alone in the backfield is Lane. Dropping straight back again. Looking across the middle. Got a lane to run, and he takes it. He dives to the five-yard line, and it's fourth and goal.
You know,
Alex Ibarra, Jesse Valdez.
Yep. Nose guard has been doing a good job until now, who has been just playing the center and not taking a side. That time he decided to take off to the right, and the quarterback ran right where he left.
Sheffield checks back in offensively. It is fourth and goal from the five for the Tigers. The Yeomen have already held them down here once here in this half. They'll send twin receivers to both sides. Sheffield will go in motion to the left side, and Lane right over the middle finds Strother, and it's caught for a touchdown.
Yep,
that is Hartman, brother. He was punished after the catch by Johnny Alexander, but he was in the end zone, and the Tigers have reached pay dirt for only the second time tonight. That was a 13-play, 68-yard drive that ended with that 5-yard touchdown catch by Hartman on fourth and goal from the five. Here is the extra point. And a whistle will blow the play dead.
I believe we made a motion towards the offensive line, and one of them jumped.
And they'll move it back to the 8-yard line for the extra point now. 35-13 is our score after that 13-play drive by the Tigers. Here's the snap, the hold, and the kick is up, and it is no good, wide right. So, with 7:23 left in the ballgame, the Cameron Yeoman are up 35-13 is our new score. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
Sometimes things happen. It might be trouble or a tough spot. Whatever the reason, you should be sure to have the right people on your side. So contact Twin Pistol Bail Bonds and Cameron anytime at 254-697-6035. Just ask for Lisa Roden or Dustin Thomas. Trusted associates when you're in a pinch. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds also accepts credit and debit cards. Call them at 697-6035. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, serving the Milam County area.
We are back here with 7:23 left in the game. Our new score, 35-13. The Yeomen are still on top after that long drive by the Tigers that took about 5 minutes off the clock, or more than 5 minutes, actually, or more than four minutes off the clock. And 13 plays, it goes 68 yards. And on a fourth and goal from the five, they cash in on a pass from Lane to Hartman. Here's the kickoff. And it's going to be an onside kick that's going to be hit and out of bounds. And I'm not sure.
Well, what they tried to happen. They came down. They had three guys on this side and two back behind them. The three guys came down to block, and they were going to take out the Cameron Yeoman. The two guys following were going to try to get the kick, and it went off of number 16's hands and went out of bounds.
So the Yeoman will take over at midfield, first and 10. And Wells and Vargas go wide to the right. That is the wide side of the field. Ball on the left hash mark. It is Smith and Sims. Wide to the left, the short side of the field. Trayon Smith is in the backfield with Reed Nickerson. First and 10 from midfield. And the handoff goes to Trayon. He stutter steps and will not even get back to the line of scrimmage. He'll lose a yard.
They've got too many men up on the line of scrimmage for us to block. We had the front side blocked, but when Trayon tried to come back to this side, there was one man sitting there waiting for him, and now it looks like he might have a cramp.
Second down and 11, a one-yard loss. Not too many runs for yards lost by Trey. I think, in fact, he only had one coming into tonight for 1 yard. The Yeoman will load up the wide side of the field with three receivers. So Corey Smith alone wide to the left. Dropping straight back is Nickerson. He will find Corey on an out pattern. Out of bounds at the 42-yard line. That is a pickup of 9 yards, and it sets up a third and two.
Nice pass and nice route. You put three receivers over there, and they got one-on-one over here. And he's worried about us going deep, and we're running the out pattern wide open.
Third and two from the Tiger 42-yard line. And again, trips to the wide side of the field for the Yeoman. And the handoff is to Trayon. This time he finds a seam into the secondary inside the 30 down to the 28-yard line. They'll mark him down at the 29-yard line. First and 10 for the Yeoman.
Good blocking that time by the right side of that offensive line.
13 yards added to Trayon's total for the night. And he is up to 135 yards on 13 carries. Wide to the right goes trip receivers. One man to the left. On a first and 10 from the Tiger 29. Nickerson will hand off again to Trayon. Up the middle again with room. Inside the 20 down to the 17-yard line.
Pretty good tackle by the safety. Number three, at about 6 foot three, came up and made a pretty good tackle on Trayon Smith in the open field.
They mark him down at the 18-yard line where it is first and 10 inside the Mullers Discount Center red zone. Trip receivers go wide right. It is Corey Smith alone wide left. Yeoman moving from a drive that started at midfield on after an onside kick was unsuccessful. Nickerson, quick pass right there, Sims at the 13-yard line. Going to the corner of the end zone. He will score. Touchdown, Yeoman.
I'm going to tell you what. He caught the ball inside, made a little move inside, and when he started to the outside, both of his wide receivers were sitting right there to pick off the safety and the cornerback. It was picture-perfect play.
18 yards on that one from Nickerson to Sims, and the Yeoman are up 41-13. Here comes the extra point as Washington will hold for Eric Sanchez.
You don't draw it up much better than that on the chalkboard.
Here's the kick, and it's blocked. Well, you know, it wouldn't be a successful night, you think, without at least one of those. There's a scramble for it at the 11, and finally the play is dead. A blocked extra point. The score remains 41-13, 5:28 left here in the ball game. We're back in just a moment.
Are you or a loved one in need of home health care? Wondering if you qualify for home health services? Call Standards Home Health for a free in-home consultation to evaluate your situation and to select a home health professional to care for you and your needs. And Standards Home Health is covered 100% by Medicare and accepts TRICARE, Scott & White Health Plan, and most major insurances. So don't wait. Get the care you deserve. Call Standards Home Health at 1-888-671-7007, 1-888-671-7007.
Welcome back. Here is your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive for the Yeoman. It was their sixth scoring drive of the night. This one started at midfield. It was their second drive that started at midfield. It took them five plays to go the distance. The 18-yard Aaron Sims catch and run capped off the 50-yard drive in five plays, and the extra point failed. And the Yeoman are up 41-13. There is your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. Jaleel Pope tees it up once again. 5:28 left here in the ball game. The Yeoman will move on to take on Teague next week in the second round of the playoffs. Sheffield picks up the kick at the 33 and wrestles his way up to about the 35.
There's another one of those blocks, Joe, right there. The play was over. Another cheap block, just like we've been seeing all night long, and not one official has thrown a flag.
That's Trey Lewis wanting to know where you're looking or what's going on, because after the whistle blows, you're supposed to be able to relax, but that's not been the case tonight.
Well, there's been a lot of nonsense going on out there, and the red team's been doing about 95% of it.
All right, we underway here with a first and 10 for the Tigers at their own 35-yard line now. The Yeoman in control here, 41-13. They'll send a wide receiver to each side, and back in the backfield is Hartman. Lane misses the snap. It was a bad snap, and it rolls all the way back to the 17 before the running back Hartman could come up with it at the 19-yard line. They're going to mark it, but that is a huge loss. That is a 16-yard loss on that snap.
I believe we've got a cramp. Eddie Luna looks like he has a cramp and is going to have to go out, but he's down because he can't make it off the field. That's just a cramp right there.
Yeah. We're getting a lot of different faces in the ball game now as Ryan Cullen, who limped off in the previous defensive stand, is back out there, though. That's good news.
Well, not necessarily. I just assumed he was over on the sideline getting ready for next week.
Well, he is. No. I think he's going to be heading to the sidelines.
Yeah.
But he is on a knee now, and another incident where, you know, I've heard Glenn Rose be compared to Laga Vista. Maybe another incident of that. They do not take a knee for injuries. That's just a respectful thing to do.
Well, I'm sorry, and I'll get in trouble for saying this, but that's just a lack of class. That's all that is. Everybody else in the state is doing it, and you got one or two or three schools that are not. And it's a UIL rule, and so they're just defying the rule, not saying we're not taking a knee for anybody.
Twin receivers go to both sides. Well, we'll let them play basketball Monday. How's that? Dropping straight back is Lane. He is setting up and throws long down the middle for Strother. Strother, it's off of his fingertips, and it was well defended, though, out there by, is that Iverson Westbrook?
Yes.
Who was right with him step for step and went up with him. He's got, he's giving up about 6 inches to Strother, but hung with him. And it's incomplete. That was all the way down around the 40-yard line. Sets up a third down and 26 for the Tigers. And they'll go with a loaded backfield here and a one-man wide to the left, Twins to the right, and Lane dropping straight back. And a big rush. He dumps it to Hartman, who can't hold on to it.
Well, they had the screen pass, and those offensive linemen had their eye. They're not the starters. They're the guys with the clean white shirts, and they were going to go get them a piece, even though nobody was blocking on him, but the pass to the back was around his knees, and he couldn't handle it.
Now it is fourth down and 26, and it looks like the Tigers will punt this one. As Hartman is back to do the punting, he's miraculously okay now.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the snap, and the punt is off. No, it's a shank off the side of his foot, and it's going to be out at the 30-yard line. So an 11-yard punt by Hartman and the Yeoman, and now we've got a little bit of scuffling going on, and a flag comes down. There's been a lot of pushing and shoving.
There's been a lot of that going on all night long.
And we don't know what. Not sure where this one's going to, who this one's going to go against. But nine times out of ten, the official will miss the first one and catch the retaliation.
Well, there shouldn't be a retaliation.
Well, there shouldn't. But after after so many times, you know. I don't know. We'll see where they mark this. It's going to be a personal foul against somebody.
They have been doing it all night long. Hitting people late, doing some shoving and what have you, and the officials have not thrown a flag until, well, they did down here when they caught number 9 on that pass play, but this is only the second time that they've caught him and thrown a flag on it.
So after the, let's see which way they're going to take this. It is going to go against the Tigers, it looks like, for personal foul. They finally saw enough. And it's going to go all the way to the 15-yard line, where it'll be first and 10 for the Yeoman inside the Blairs Discount Center red zone. 4:25 left in the ball game. 41-13 is our score, and the Yeoman have it first and 10. This will be one of the shortest drives. Well, it will be the shortest drive of the night. Only 15 yards for pay dirt.
Looks like a number of people in there that aren't starters.
Yeah, Jacob Smitherman is the quarterback, and his running back is going to be C.J. Kennedy. When trip receivers go wide to the right, and Kennedy will get the handoff, and he will be stuffed at the line of scrimmage for no gain. Second and 10.
Some of the newer guys in there on the offensive line are not ready for some of that stunning, and they stunted right into it. And now there's still some mouthing going on down there. And some of the Cameron Yeomen are getting hold of their players and pulling them back towards the huddle because the team in red is looking.
Second down and 10 for the Yeomen. Smitham in the quarterback. C.J. Kennedy is the running back. Twin receivers go to both sides for the Yeoman. And the handoff again to Kennedy up the middle. And he will be driven back after a yard gain to the 14. And it's third down and 9 for the Yeoman.
And we have three more replacements come into the ball game for the Yeoman on offense.
Third down and 9 from the 14-yard line for the Yeoman. Clock rolling. 3:10 left in the game. Trips go wide to the right. One of those is Iverson Westbrook, the slot receiver to the right side. Jalen Bryant wide to the left. And Smitherman, quick pass, left side. That was going to be broken up by the defense. Jalen Bryant, the intended receiver, down around the 8-yard line. Is that another number 2? That's a freshman number 2, Levi May. Okay, so we got some duplicate numbers here.
Well, those freshmen that wanted to stay and work out with the varsity.
Going to get the letter right
gonna
here.
They're going to get to go to the ball games and have an opportunity to play.
Fourth and 9 as the Yeoman will send twin receivers to both sides. And Smitherman dropping back again. Sets up, flushed out of the pocket, rolling right, looking. And he is going to drill one out of bounds as he was forced out of bounds. And it goes over on downs to the Tigers at the 14-yard line. So with, let's see, 2:43 left in the ball game, the Tigers take over. Our fourth quarter tonight presented to you by the Yo Athletic Booster Club. Join the Booster Club, meeting Mondays at 7 at the Yo High Fieldhouse. Watch a highlight of this one Monday night. Twin receivers go to both sides. There's a lot of new faces in on defense for the Yeoman as well. And a little bit of confusion. I think maybe we had a, illegal substitution or something, but the 5 yards will be marked off against the Yeoman. 2:43 left in the ball game. 41-13 is our score, and a lot of new faces in there defensively.
All of them.
Yeah. Dropping straight back his lane. He pumps once, and he's going to go long to Strother. Strother is back there, but this one is going to, did he catch that ball? He caught it. He caught it off of the back of
84.
Iverson Westbrook, who had great coverage on him down at the 41-yard line. Wow. Incredible catch by Strother. And it's first and 10 from the 41-yard line. That was a 40-yard gain. And here's the hint. No, Lane will keep it, and he is going to be caged up after about 4 yards to the 37. They'll give him the 36, so it's a 5-yard pickup by Lane. And the clock is approaching 2 minutes. Second down, 5. And we've got one Yeoman limping off.
And I think Cameron's taking a timeout.
Yeoman will take a timeout. A lot of new faces in for the Yeoman. And we'll take a 30-second break with them. It'll be second and 5 for the Tigers. When we come back, this is Yo Football on the Ranch.
When I think of great high school football teams, I think of the Cameron Yeoman. Each season, it's so exciting to watch the Cameron Yeoman play. They never give up. They play all four quarters of the game, and they play to win. The athletes that get the opportunity to play Cameron Yeoman football are dedicated to excellence. They spend hours working hard behind the scenes to improve themselves and advance their team. The coaches and staff provide the framework to build a strong competitive team season after season. I'm Michael Watkins, and our team at M. Watkins Real Estate Group is proud to support the Cameron Yeoman and the traditions of excellence that make our community so proud.
Welcome back. A lot of freshmen and sophomores on the field for the Yeoman, and getting some exciting playoff action here tonight from Waco ISD Stadium. A minute 55 left in the game. Second and five for the Tigers from the Yo 36-yard line. Lane alone in the backfield, dropping straight back, and sets up the screen perfectly, and wide open is Williams. He's across the 20, coming to the sideline. He is going to score. Touchdown, Tigers.
Well, those four white line jerseys all went flying in there. Nobody was blocking on them, and they didn't think about stopping and figure out why nobody was blocking on them, and they just set up that screen pass perfectly.
Well, that was Drayton Williams on the receiving end of that, 35 yards, I believe, 36 yards. And actually, you know, to Cameron's credit, I guess, there were no starters in on that. There were no starters in on that.
There's not a speck of dust on anybody's uniform out there.
Well, there's actually, here's a go for two pass, and it's caught in the corner of the end zone. And the score goes to 41-21.
What some freshmen and sophomores are experiencing is varsity things happen a whole lot faster.
The varsity level, yeah. 41-21 is our new score after the two-point conversion is good. And it kind of, you know, it's not like the Yeoman were trying to preserve a shutout or anything, so they left those youngsters in there and get a taste of how fast the varsity level moves.
Yes, sir. Just a little faster and a little stronger.
A minute 42 left in the game. To 21 is our score. Cameron Yeoman will move on to take on Tig next week. And we'll get a report on that in our post-game show if we can talk to Coach Rick Rhodes.
Well, preparing for the onside kick. We got the regulars in there now. They're going to try it again. You'll watch these first four will come down and try to block, and the next guys will try to come under and get it.
Here's the onside kick and a diving recovery by John Alexander.
You see number 65 right there? Number 65, and the officials did not throw a flag. The ball was down. They had recovered it. Our guy was standing there, and he ran right over him. I'm sorry, but there's just no place for this in high school football. This kind of behavior is just uncalled for. But the officials can do something about it. If they'd throw the yellow flag, we wouldn't have that going on.
First and 10 for the Yeoman now from the Tiger 49 after the onside kick was recovered by the Yeoman. And a lot of, again, new faces out there, both on the offensive line.
I'm not sure I want to be Jacob.
Smitherman, the quarterback.
Boy, he's going to be running for his life. Hand that ball off, boy.
Yeah, here we go. The snap and the handoff is to C.J. Kennedy, and he bounces outside. He picks up about 5 yards down to the maybe six, down to the 43-yard line. He gets 6 yards on that carry. Is that Kennedy?
Yes.
Second down and four now as we are approaching a minute 20 left in the ball game. Obviously, a first down would seal it up. Trips go wide to the left for the Yeoman. All new faces. One of those, Iverson Westbrook, the freshman. And a long snap count, waiting that play clock, and a handoff again to Kennedy, and he is down to the 40 and the 39-yard line, and that'll move the chains, and that'll just about do it. The Yeomen will go to 7-4 on the season and will move on to the second round of the high school playoffs to take on TIG next week.
The high scoring.
Yeah,
TIG.
The defense better get ready because TIG can put some points on the board. One more play here as we've got about 8 seconds between the play clock and the game clock. On a third down, they didn't give them the first. Third and one, and Kennedy will bounce outside and dive to the 39-yard line. That'll be a first down, but that'll be the final play as the clock ticks down 3-2-1, and that is the game. The Cameron Yeoman win the bi-district round over the Glen Rose Tigers. 41-21 is our final. We're back with our post-game show live from Waco ISD in a moment.
You feel it the minute you walk in our doors. You know you're in a friendly place, a place where people know their jobs and enjoy doing them. Everywhere you look, you see people helping people. Good service and a good attitude have a lot to do with each other. You can't have one if you don't have the other. A strong bank is built on strong relationships. Strong relationships are built on good service. Citizens National Bank, member FDIC, rated one of the nation's strongest banks.
ISD for our post-game show as the Cameron Yeoman victorious here tonight by the score of 41-21. We want to thank VBM Internet Services again for providing our stream broadcast tonight. If you were listening by way of Internet, either by your smartphone or by computer, well, you can thank VBM Internet Services of Temple, gateway to the information highway. They provide our streaming of the ball game. Let's see. We will go on and take a look at some final stats as Chandler Barton has our final numbers for tonight already compiled and ready to go.
Okay, here are your final stats. In the game, the Yeomen made 15 first downs, and they completed 12 out of 23 passes with one interception for a total of 160 passing yards. The leading receiver for the Yeomen was Jordan Wells with 35 receiving yards. The leading rusher for the Yeomen was Trayon Smith with 146 rushing yards and two touchdowns. The Yeomen had 9 penalties for a total of 91 yards, approximately, and no fumbles in the ball game. Glen Rose had made 20 first downs and completed 16 out of 31 passes with no interceptions, for a total of 262 passing yards. The leading receiver for the Tigers was Ethan Hartman with 95 receiving yards and one touchdown. The leading rusher for the Tigers was Colton Lane, the quarterback, with 72 rushing yards and a touchdown. The Tigers had 7 penalties for 70 yards and no fumbles on the ball game.
All right, the Cameron Yeoman victorious 41-21 over the Tigers. A little bit skewed there because of the defense really subbing in the freshmen and sophomores there in the end, and the Tigers kind of just ran through them for that last touchdown. But the Yeoman pretty much dominated this ball game here tonight.
Well, the Cameron Yeoman wanted the victory. They weren't caring. They didn't care about that last score. They wanted to get those youngsters into the ball game, give them a chance to be rewarded for working out all that time. And so they got into the ball game, got some experience of deciding that the varsity level is just a little different than JV and freshman.
All right, we'll take a quick break and be back. Hopefully we can get a chat with Coach Rick Rhodes in our post-game show here in a moment. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Playoff Football on the Ranch. Again, our final here tonight, 41-21. The Yeoman will move on. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
It's your home away from home. The budget host in and suites. Cable TV with flat-screen LCD HD TV in each room. Guest laundry, fitness center, and pool. The Southern Hospitality at Budget Host Inn and Suites shows through. They can accommodate your next business meeting in their meeting room and business center. Romantic getaway, book a jacuzzi suite. So if it's a business trip, romantic getaway, or you just need a place to stay for the night, the Budget Host Inn and Suites in Cameron has a room for you. 102 Lafferty Avenue. Call 254-605-0610. BudgetHostCameron.com.
Welcome back to the post-game show here as the Cameron Yeoman beat the Tigers 41-21 from Glen Rose. First meeting ever between these two teams, and the Yeoman pretty much dominate this game tonight. There were some ups and downs in this one, but for the most part, the Cameron Yeoman did what they had to do, and they will move on to take on TIG next week in the second round of the high school playoffs. Trying to get our microphone down there to work. I don't know that that's going to be possible. I'm not sure what's going on, but can't seem to get our field mic to reach down to the field. So we might not get that interview with Coach Rhodes here tonight. But nonetheless, what are we getting, a trophy?
Yes, we are.
We're going to get a trophy?
Yes.
All right. Well, maybe we can pick that up on the stadium mic after the Tigers play their school song. There may be a presentation of a trophy for the bi-district round tonight, I guess. Is that normal? Let's see here. A trophy sponsored by Waco ISD. Here we go.
The athletic director of Waco ISD Athletics will be presenting the Class 3A Division I bi-district championship to the seniors from the Cameron Yeoman, along with their head coach, Rick Rose. Congratulations, Cameron Yeoman. I'd like to thank all of our fans for coming out tonight. We'd ask that you please have a safe trip home.
All right, the Cameron Yeoman getting awarded that trophy tonight as presented by Waco ISD. And we can't make our field mic hear anything, so we're not going to be able to, I guess, get an interview with Coach Rhodes. So we will just continue with our post-game show. We'll just continue with our post-game show here. We'll take a quick break and be back with our MVP and our play of the game in a moment. This is Joe Football on the Ranch.
Rattler's Convenience Store is friendly, clean, and Texan. And they're proud to be a part of Central Texas High School sports coverage on the Ranch. Cool off with their great line of fountain drinks, ready-made pizzas in the deli, and, of course, everything else you need on the go. Proud to stand behind everything high school sports represents. Rattler's Convenience Store, powering you on your way to the games. Rattler's Convenience Store, 4th and Travis and Cameron, friendly, clean, and Texan.
Welcome back, and let's step through now how this game unfolded. The Tigers would win the toss and defer, so the Yeoman would get the ball first, and, well, that kind of backfired against the Tigers. It was a 70 from the 40, the kickoff was fielded by Sakori Smith at the 25. He backpedaled to about the 20 as he crisscrossed with Aaron Sims. The backwards lateral to Sims, actually it's a backwards handoff, but it has to be that way. It has to go behind the runner on the kickoff, and Sims took it from the 20, raced down the Yeo sidelines, 80 yards for the touchdown. Here's the highlight. It is going to be a high kick that's going to be fielded by Smith at the 25, and he will hand off to Aaron Sims. Aaron's is across up the sideline. He could go all the way. He's to the 30. Nobody's going to catch Aaron Sims, an 80-yard kickoff return for the Cameron Yeoman. Wow, that just kind of set the pace for the first half for the Yeoman as they went on and outscored the Tigers 28-7 in the first half. After a three and out by the Tigers on their opening possession, the Yeoman would put together an 8-play drive, but it would stall. The Tigers would get the ball back at the 28-yard line, and after 3 plays would have to punt it once again. That's when the Yeoman would go back to work. This was a 37-yard drive in 5 plays, a 39-yard Sakori Smith catch, because the Yeoman kind of moved backwards a little bit in this drive. It was finally capped off by a run by Trayon Smith. And Trayon Smith is in the backfield with Nickerson. Second and goal from the 5. The snap, a direct snap to Trayon. He is right up the gut for the score. And the Yeoman would go up 14-0 after the 2-point conversion was good to make up for that missed extra point after the first score. Let's see. The Tigers would bounce back, though, on a 72-yard, 7-play drive capped by a Colton Lane 1-yard TD run to cut the lead into half, still 14-7, but the Yeomen would answer right back on an 8-play, 53-yard drive capped again by a 1-yard Trayon Smith run. The Yeomen are spreading it out with two receivers to each side, though. Trayon is to the right of Nickerson in the backfield. On a fourth and goal from the one, direct snap to Trayon. Bangs his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Yeoman. Well, the Yeoman would lead at that point 21-7, and the Tigers would be forced to turn the ball over on downs after a 10-play drive, and the Yeo defense would hold. But the Yeoman, in their next drive, would be picked off. Reed Nickerson had his pass picked off at the Tiger 30-yard line. They would start this drive. But a great over on downs play by John Washington on a fourth down and two. John Washington just stood up the runner and turned the ball over on downs at the Tiger 38-yard line. And that set up the scoring drive, the final one of the half for the Yeoman. It took them only four plays to go the 38 yards. Trayon Smith with a this time through the air, an 11-yard touchdown catch and run. Second down and 10 from the 11-yard line. Twins to both sides. Nickerson dropping back. Has time. No rush whatsoever. Dumps it out left side to Trayon Smith. He is in the end zone. Touchdown, Yeoman. The extra point would be good, and the Yeoman would be up 28-7 at the half. As we started the third quarter, nobody would score in the third quarter. The Tigers would get the ball first, but were three and out by the Yeo defense. The Yeoman would put together a 6-play drive from their own 26-yard line, but it would be turned over on downs at the Tiger 8-yard line. That's when the Tigers would put together a nice drive of nine plays, including on this a 60-yard Hartman run or catch and run, but would be turned over on downs at the Yeo 5-yard line as the Yeo defense answered back. And then the Yeoman would bring the ball out somewhat before they would have to punt the ball away. And, in fact, the teams would trade punts before the Yeoman would find the end zone again. This time a 50-yard, 6-play drive, a 39-yard Jordan Wells catch and run. And it was capped by this 19-yard Vincent Vargas TD catch on 4th and 14. Trips go wide left. Nickerson dropping back. And he throws one across the middle. There's Vincent Vargas. Touchdown, Yeoman. The Yeoman would go up 35-7 at that point. The Tigers would answer back on the ensuing drive, a long 13-play drive that went 68 yards, and it was capped by a Hartman 5-yard TD catch, but the extra point would fail, and the Yeoman were up 35-13. The Yeoman would put together another 50-yard scoring drive, this time in 5 plays, and the scoring play was an 18-yard Sims TD catch. Nickerson, quick pass right there. Sims at the 13-yard line, going to the corner of the end zone. He will score. Touchdown, Yeoman. The extra point would fail, and the score would be 41-13. And then the subs started coming in. The Tigers would be forced to punt, and the Yeoman would move 4 plays and turn it over on downs. And then the Tigers would put their final scoring drive together, a 3-play drive. It only took them 3 plays to go 86 yards against a bunch of youngsters for the Yeo defense subbing in. 41-21, our final score here tonight. Cameron will advance to the second round of the high school playoffs. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll be back with our MVP and our play of the game. You're listening to Yeo Football on the Ranch.
Rattler's Convenience Store is friendly, clean, and Texan. And they're proud to be a part of Central Texas High School sports coverage on the ranch. Cool off with their great line of fountain drinks, ready-made pizzas in the deli, and, of course, everything else you need on the go. Proud to stand behind everything high school sports represents. Rattler's Convenience Store, powering you on your way to the games. Rattler's Convenience Store, 4th and Travis in Cameron, friendly, clean, and Texan.
Welcome back as we are wrapping it up here on this first week playoff edition of the post-game show. The Cameron Yeoman win it here tonight 41-21 over the Glen Rose Tigers in the first ever meeting between these two teams. Let's get along with our business here in the postgame. Our tonight's Standards Life Cycle Solutions. Well, check that. We'll do the play of the game first. Brought to you by Buckhold State Bank. Don't play around with finances. Visit one of the friendly local banks of Buckhold State Bank in Buckholz, Cameron, and Rogers. We'll set this up for you. Reed Nickerson had just been intercepted at the Tiger 30-yard line. The Tigers were driving, and it was fourth down and two at the 38-yard line for the Tigers. And John Washington just stood up the running back for no gain, and that would turn the ball over on downs. But more importantly, it would set up a short field for the Yeomen to go down and score and really put some distance in this game. A 38-yard four-play drive resulted from that stop by John Washington. So John Washington gets a defensive play of the game on that stop here tonight. Now let's take a look at our MVP, tonight's Standards Life Cycle Solutions Most Valuable Player.
Got to be Trayon Smith with 146 yards and two touchdowns.
And he caught one for a touchdown, too.
Yes, sir.
So he had a good night here at the office. Trayon Smith, our most valuable player here tonight. Well, Coach, the defense better strap it on for next week.
Well, they had, because I have a feeling if Tig can score that many points, that means they're putting the ball in the air and they're running it both. And that means they also have a lot of speed. So the Cameron Yeomen have not played many folks with as much speed as we've had, and I have a feeling that Tig is going to be that one. It may be a scoring battle because their defense has been giving up 35 and 40 points, but they've been scoring 50 and 60 and 70 points. So we may have a barn burner next week.
Yes, sir. And that game, we will bring it to you wherever and whatever time it may be. I think it's already been set, but I'm not sure, so I'm not going to announce it. Where? It is here next Friday night, 7:30. All right, so Tig and Cameron in the second round of the playoffs right back here at Waco ISD Stadium next Friday night. We'll update you on the other scores from the district. Rockdale moves on. They win 48-24 over Comanche. Let's see. And, of course, this one, 41-21 Cameron over Glen Rose. So far, two of the District 10 teams have beaten two of the District 9 teams. Academy still has to play McGregor tomorrow. And Whitney and Lago Vista get underway at 2 o'clock tomorrow at Midway Panther Stadium for the other two games in that district. Don't forget, Brent, we'll have all those scores for you in our Friday night finals following our broadcast here tonight. We're going to wrap it up from Waco ISD Stadium tonight. It's been a pleasure bringing this one to you tonight. We want to thank VBM Internet Services for providing our streaming tonight. And for all of, I think we had more, well, we had several hundred online listening to this one tonight. And it's all because of VBM Internet Services of Temple providing our internet stream of our broadcast tonight. VBM Internet Services, gateway to the information highway. We want to say thank you to our sports team tonight. Brett Eberhardt again back at the studios. Jerry Bethel on the sideline snapping the camera for KMIL.com. And a big thanks to Chandler Barton, our sports team statistician, and all of our sponsors that made this broadcast possible. We thank you, and we look forward to bringing you Cameron Yeoman football again next week in the second round of the playoffs. Again, Friday night finals coming your way immediately after our sign-off here in Waco tonight. Brett Eberhardt will bring you up to date on all the playoff games going on tonight, some of them that went on last night, and games that are scheduled for tomorrow night. And this will conclude our coverage of the Fighting Cameron Yeoman for this Friday night. For Ed Colley, I'm Joe Smitherman. Again, our final, the Cameron Yeoman advance with a 41-21 win over the Glen Rose Tigers. This has been another exclusive sports presentation of 105.1 The Ranch. God bless, and good night from Waco.
This has been Cameron Yeo Football on the Ranch. Yeo Football is brought to you by Winnie L. Nursing and Rehabilitation, Citizens National Bank, Mark Burns Label Funeral Home, by Rockin' R. Bail Bonds, First United Methodist Church of Cameron, Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, Rattler's Convenience Store, Malaire's Discount Center, Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, Michael Watkins Real Estate, Budget Host Inn and Suites,
By Cox's Heating and Air Conditioning in Cameron. McElrath Motors. By Buckholz State Bank in Buckholz, Cameron, and Rogers. EBCO Development. Anderley Lumber Company. By Melanie Sheffield, your Edward Jones representative. Standards Life Cycle Solutions. Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company. And by Lone Star Ag Credit. Fighting Cameron Yeoman Football. Another KMIL Sports production.
.1051 The Ranch is KMIL, Cameron, Rockdale, Taylor,